Hi. The Cowan Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They will hook you up. Whether you're hot or cold or your nipples hurt, whatever, they're going to help you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for bonus episodes from past shows. Probably with me and a fatter guy.
Goodbye.
Welcome to the dumbest part of your day.
Bing bang.
This is Cowan Man and T-Bone.
I think we should have revolving one-way doors.
Oh, you can go in, but the wildlife can't get out?
If you want to get an up-close and personal view to the lion habitat, go ahead. I'm not stopping you. Now, the lion can't get out for safety reasons. We don't want other people at the zoo to be harmed. But it's just a one-way revolving door. You go right on in.
Dude,
take your chances.
You may have struck on one of the greatest ideas you've ever had.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Shut up, Ted!
5 minute delays with Leanna Ray.
You guys like Bjork?
And random sounds from the internet.
Yes, sir! He's shavakadoo!
You want a sack?
The guy is drunk!
Whoopah! Watch your profanity.
Would you not eat my pants?
Ah!
This is Man and Bone.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
Well, we got a big program today, and we're going to have some fun today. I promise you that.
Yeah.
We had no fun yesterday.
We need to have some fun.
And I'm not in a happy mood, but I'm going to force myself to have fun.
You're not in a happy mood? You're not in a better mood? Like a little bit? Maybe like
a... Do you know me?
No, I mean, I didn't know if...
Every day I'm forcing myself just to get out of bed.
Sun finally came out today for a little bit. We got a little sunshine.
I don't care about the sun. Can never shine. I hate the sun.
Get some vitamin D. That's what we were all missing.
I take a capsule.
Oh. Well, it's not as good as the natural stuff. That's what I'm told.
Who cares? Inside the NFL, all the news and notes you need coming up at 3:48. Rapid fire. At 4:34. Game show in the 5 o'clock hour. What's the game, Boner?
Well, because of the fact that last weekend did not go the way I think a lot of us wanted to, I felt like I'd like to get away. You know? I'd like to just leave. For a little while, when you lose to Michigan, I think a vacation would be a nice thing.
I just booked a flight today.
There you go. See?
Got to go back to Disney World.
So I said, we're going to...
God forbid.
I said, we're going to do travel trivia. Vacation trivia is kind of what we're doing for the game show today.
Hey, Teddy's back today. How you doing,
Welcome
Teddy?
Welcome back, Ted.
Thanks for coming yesterday.
I'm outstanding. I was still in mourning yesterday, so I needed an extra day.
Did you listen to the show?
I did. I listened to all 3 hours.
How'd we do?
You did really well.
Did we satisfy you?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's you found different ways to, you know, depress people, I think, throughout the 3 hours.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
This was a bad thing. This was bad, and it's awful.
All right. We got a lot to talk about today. Jackets lose to Vegas in a shootout last night.
Hey, you know what?
Tarasov was good.
Losing bad. Don't like losing. However, that top line, pretty good.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, Gus was doing nice things on the top line there with Boone and Johnny Hockey.
Yeah.
All right.
His team's going to lose a lot.
They are.
Because they're bad.
But, like you said, Tarasov, good.
Yeah, Tarasov, good. U.S. men's national team playing Iran this afternoon.
Let me tell you right now.
Win in advance, baby.
It's nervy right now. They are up 1-0, 45 minutes and change to play. They haven't started the second half yet. They will soon. All I know is this. U.S. gets it done and moves on, they could make some noise in this tournament, man. Because I'm telling you what, I'm watching this team play right now. Their midfield with Tyler Adams, who's the captain of the team, he looks like he's 12, and he is the meanest SOB on the planet, at least on the field. He's tough. He, Yunus Musa, Weston McKennie, these guys are bossing the midfield right now for this U.S. national team. They locked down England. England changed up their lineup today because they had so many guys in their pocket in the game where they shut them out 0-0. And now against Iran, they're doing the same thing. This U.S. national team, if they can advance, I'm not saying it's over. If they can get through this game, watch out.
I like watching the game with you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because it's fun. Because it's... You know, you're invested in it.
Oh,
if I have
a
question, I can ask you in the moment as opposed to sending you a TXT.
I always advise people who have never watched soccer. I know it's kind of late to give you this advice now that we're halfway through this game, but if the U.S. wins, they'll probably play this weekend, Saturday or Sunday. Try to find someone that you know that always is begging you to watch soccer with them. Go watch soccer with them.
What are you going to do? Can I watch it with you?
Yeah. I haven't made plans yet because there's
sounds
no plan.
Like you're ditching me.
There's no plans like. To be made yet because we haven't.
Well, if
haven't
they
done
play,
it.
What is it going to be on Saturday?
It'll be either Saturday
I
or Sunday.
Breaking news. I don't have a Big Ten championship game to worry about.
I got it.
I mean, there's one going to be played, but I'm not going to watch it.
I got it.
A comet can hit the Hoosier Dome for all I care.
Yeah. I don't even want to think about what's happening Saturday with all these championship college football games. I don't even want to think about
it. I'll be very pleased, though. And I think, what is Pac-12 Friday night?
Yeah.
I'm not watching that either.
No?
Nope. Don't care.
See, I don't know if you're like
me. Don't care.
To me, when the Buckeyes lose to Michigan, college football is dead.
I'm with you.
For at least a little while.
They may put the car batteries on my nipple at some point.
Yeah.
But I'm not there right now.
Get you all charged up. But I'm with you, man. I'm not there. I can't get into watching all these championship games. If some things break the right way for Ohio State, whatever, then we'll deal with that when it comes. But right now, I'm with you. I barely have the stomach to watch any of it.
I may troll Buckeye fans on Saturday.
What do you mean troll?
I'm just going to hashtag choo-choo the entire game as I root for Purdue. Why? And then all the Buckeye fans yell at me and say, we have to root for Michigan because it makes our loss look better. I'm just saying, that's what the Buckeye fans are going to be doing on Saturday, and it makes me want to puke.
I'm not rooting for Michigan.
Hashtag choo-choo.
Yeah. I'm rooting for Purdue to upset Michigan and make some chaos. That's what I'm rooting for. And I don't care. I don't care what that does for our... Listen, if you don't, you've asked this question before, and I think you've seen now how I'm right and you're wrong.
What?
We've had this answer before. It's like, would you rather the Buckeyes lose to Michigan but get a chance to play for a national championship?
You know what? You know what? I'm a big man in more ways than one.
Yeah.
I'm getting fatter than you by the day.
Stop. You are not.
Trust me.
No.
Dr. Now is on the phone.
Okay.
And I'm screaming. Who do you think Dr. Now is rooting for? United States or Iran?
I don't know.
Because he came here from Iran as a young man, but he's made his fortune, his living here.
I don't know what is his where his loyalties lie. I
anyway,
have no idea.
I'm fat, disgusting, getting fatter by the day. I was wrong.
Yeah.
You were right. I was wrong. I never want to experience this again.
No one does.
I hate... No.
No one should want to experience this again.
This is fun for the rivalry.
It's not fun at all. It sucks.
All right. Are they back to playing?
Yeah, they are. No,
are you going to be distracted for the next hour?
Oh, I just noticed that Brendan Aaronson's in. He's my guy from Leeds, which is my soccer team. But
you're a soccer
team. No, that's because I think they must have taken Pulisic off. I'm guessing because he was hurt.
Pee-pee.
He scored a goal and got kicked in the, looked like the quad, upper quad area.
Pee-pee.
/ pee-pee. So he...
I hope that's on the injury report.
By the way,
with pee-pee.
Can I just real quick defend this? And I will try not to do this all the time, but I will bring it up here. For all the people who say, like, all these soccer players, they lay around on the ground for 10 minutes, they get up and they run back on the field like nothing's wrong. In football, when they do that, they go, wow, look how tough that guy is. He got hurt. He went out. He stood on the sidelines for 20 minutes, and then he came back in the third quarter. We go, wow, what a tough SOB. When a guy in soccer, because it's a running clock, you can't just get subbed out and come back later. Once you're subbed out, you're out. When that guy comes back, it's like, oh, he was faking it. No, he wasn't faking it. He got kicked in the leg, and it took him 10 minutes to recover.
Oh, I have an update for you, T-Bone.
What happened, Queen?
The English lads are up on Wales.
Oh, that's...
1-0.
Not entirely surprising. Is that, is that Marcus Rashford, it looks like,
who scored the goal? Oh, it is, my guy.
You like Marcus Rashford?
I love him.
What team does Marcus play for?
He plays for the team that I like, England.
No, in the Premier League.
I don't watch the Premier League unless it's Nottingham Forest and Jiz Hornkamp is playing.
That was a banger of a goal. Jiz Hornkamp does not play for Nottingham.
The Welshmen can go back to having sex with sheep because this game is over.
Wait, are they in the UK?
Yes.
Right.
But I had to pretend to like them when I was alive. But
Now you don't have to.
Welsh.
You don't have to. All right, here's what I know.
They want to break away from the Union anyway, the ungrateful bastards.
Ted Lasso had it right when he said, how many countries are in this country? Because that's the right... I don't know the answer to that. I still don't know.
I'll give you the answer. Oh, my music stopped.
Guess
I'll give you the answer.
While you've been talking...
They scored again!
They scored again!
Oh, Phil, 2-0 England.
Well, young Phil Foden. He is 7 years old, Phil Foden.
Hold on, Duke.
He's scoring for Manchester City.
I'm putting on the yellow thong backwards. I'm flossing.
Yes. There you go.
Yes.
You know what? I don't really care. Let England win. That's fine. It doesn't matter. It doesn't affect anything the U.S. is doing.
So it's England. It's Wales. Scotland.
What do you think of Phil's?
And Northern Ireland. You asked me. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Oh, the five countries in your country? Okay. What do you think of Phil Foden's haircut? Do you like it?
Phil Fulmer was a great coach in Tennessee.
Not Philip Fulmer. Phil Foden. No? Not your guy?
Not my guy.
Okay. Fine.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See you later. This is fun. I'm so glad we're doing this right now. So much fun. Definitely not as nervous as I've been. I'm not sweating balls right now.
What do you want me to do?
I got it.
I told you yesterday. I don't want to hear it from you. Because I thought I was a very generous guy yesterday.
You were generous.
I said I would do the first hour by myself today. And then you could come in at 4 o'clock. I said that yesterday.
I felt bad. That was like, that was almost me. That would have been a capitulation on my part. That I would have said, yeah, you know what? I'm going to drink from the poison chalice. I'm going to take that offer.
I offered.
I know. But then I would never hear the end of it if I did that. So I had, and it's okay. I didn't take today off. I could have. Maybe I should have. But I'm here and I'm ready to go.
I'm telling you, go away.
No.
And come back at 4.
No, I'm good.
Teddy and I can hold down the
fort. I'm good. Someone's holding their butt. Who is holding their butt? Oh, we got to find out who that
you're
was.
Good.
Someone's holding
their
butt.
I'm good. I'm distracted.
We're going to
Rothman this break. I'm going for 6 more minutes.
All right, what do you want to talk about? Let's go. Let's talk about it. I'm not even going to look up there.
Christina Johnson.
Ooh, that's, yes.
We did this yesterday. We had this news yesterday. OSU's president is leaving at the end of the academic year. I am excited to hear about all the juicy details of this. And there are juicy details. We just don't have them yet. We'll discuss next. Plus, Ohio State and Meat Chicken drew a lot of eyeballs. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
And good afternoon. Getting reports of police and wreckers on scene of an accident North Broadway at I-71. That's an injury crash. An accident also blocking the off-ramp from 71 northbound onto North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Take 5 Oil Change. At Take 5, they're faster than you think. That means you'll get your oil changed faster than it takes to get through I-70 during a rainstorm at rush hour. So go visit them and see for yourself just how fast you can be in and out. Take 5, the stay in your car 10-minute oil change. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The best way to kill time between Leanna Ray's traffic reports. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Where is Leanna? Is she dead?
No, she took vacation.
Yeah, vacation.
I didn't know where she went.
Four blocks away.
Instead of just 3?
Yeah.
It's an overnight stay when she goes 4 blocks or more away from her house. She's got to get a hotel. It's a whole deal.
Do we know seriously where she went?
No, I don't know.
I just know she was on vacation. She didn't say where she was going.
Oh. Maybe she's taking a vacation from reality.
Oh.
And she's pretending to be someone else. That's the new thing, by the way.
What do you mean?
A lot of people are doing that.
Well, what I don't understand, like, they're dressing up as someone?
I was reading an article about this the other day, where a lot of people are, like, going to another city and getting Airbnbs.
Okay.
Pretending to live there.
Okay.
And just making up a story about who they are.
Sure. You know what? That's interesting. I've obviously never done that. I think it could be very, like, it borders on psychopath, behavior for sure.
Total psychopath.
Right. But I'm saying like,
but it's still interesting.
You show up to Denver, you get an Airbnb, you're a block from like downtown.
Yeah.
You know, probably most people wouldn't be able to afford that type of place, but you're renting it for a few days. You come up with a different name for yourself.
People are bringing like family photos and putting them in the Airbnb to make it look like they live there.
No, what I mean is like, I could see if you just said, if anybody asks me what I do, I'm not going to tell them what I actually do. I'm going to make up a backstory.
What would you pretend to be?
What do I look like I would be doing? I couldn't be like, I'm a male model. Like, no one would believe
that. Why not?
They wouldn't.
You could have an OnlyFans.
That wouldn't be believable.
It would be believable.
That's not male model. That's different. Like,
no, you're
I could say I have an OnlyFans. That doesn't mean you're a model. That just means you are willing to take your clothes off and do things.
Sounds
on
like
camera.
A model to me.
Okay. Maybe I think for me, my backstory, I would probably say that I'm some kind of like, I work in education. Maybe I'm like a professor of history at a small community college.
I don't believe that.
Something you couldn't. Why not?
You don't look like that type of guy.
Not at all.
No.
Maybe a plumber?
I could see plumber.
Okay, plumber is what I'd go with then. What about you?
Will you tell me, what do I look like to you? What do you think I could be?
I know you. So I would like you having like, I think you would be able to sell, I have a restaurant or I work in the food industry. Like something like that I think would fit your backstory because you could BS very well with that. Mm. Maybe you own
a porno actor?
Yeah. That's right.
No.
Well, like I wouldn't see you as like, oh yeah, I'm an electrician. I don't think anybody would buy that from you. They wouldn't.
You know what? My hands are too smooth.
Yeah.
They'd
exactly.
look right at my hands and say, what do you put lotion on that?
Right. There's no way that you're an electrician. But if you said I run a restaurant, I own a restaurant, they might believe that.
Okay.
Yeah. But I didn't know people were actually living that out. Do they go and like at a bar? See, this is where I would be conflicted.
They go meet people.
I'm saying that's borderline. Now that gets into bad behavior.
Bring them back to the Airbnb and kill them.
Well, see what I'm saying is like, can you imagine you meet somebody? You're like, oh, finally, I meet a stable person with a nice place.
It's murder if you're pretending and it's vacation.
Right. That's fair. I mean, it's a real murder that happens, but it was your fake persona that did it.
Exactly.
How are they going to try that person?
You didn't do it. The fake person did it.
You show up to court and you're like, I'm sorry. Who did you say it was? His name is Tony Bluebird. That's not a real person, Your Honor.
Joey Freshwater's the person who killed you.
Right.
I'm not him.
That's not a real, legal ID. I'm not a real person. So case dismissed. Thank you. And then the judge like just hauls you to jail.
All right. Ohio State and Michigan drawing eyeballs. The game that we would like to forget on Saturday drew 17 million viewers. The most watched regular season college game in Fox's history.
Oh, wow.
That is more than the 15.4 million viewers for Fox's telecast of USA England on Black Friday. So there you go.
Yeah, that's not totally surprising to me that the U.S. game did that. The Michigan game and Ohio State game did that well. Or that the U.S. game was also kind of not far off from that. I saw other numbers for the U.S. game and said it was more like 19 million, but I think that was factoring in a bunch of other like digital stuff. So maybe if they factored that in for the OSU-Michigan game, that number would be
higher
too.
Well, a lot of people watched.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Did you see, I talked about this on Friday with Timmy. Did you see the number that the Cowboys and Giants got on Thanksgiving?
No.
The viewership numbers for that game, 42 million people. Oh. It is the highest rated regular season game ever
It has to be.
42 million people.
A Super Bowl gets between 100 and 110 million people typically. And you're saying a regular season game got 40% of a Super Bowl between two teams that we see on TV all the time. Now they haven't both been this good together in quite a while, but yeah, that's pretty shocking that's where that number ended up. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that the Giants and the Cowboys would draw a big number, but man, 42 million people, I did not see that.
Christina Johnson is leaving OSU as president at the end of the academic year. This came down yesterday during the show. I'm excited to hear all these juicy details, and apparently we will. The story is that an independent firm has been investigating her for some sort of bad/weird behavior. I was watching some of the news broadcasts last night, And pretty much every single news station in town says they've requested the HR file from Ohio State. They have not gotten it yet. They will at some point. I would assume if there's an independent investigation, it would be documented through HR. I just wonder what the hell it is.
Yeah, this is... So here's what's interesting, right? I was looking on 10TV's website. The Dispatch is reporting that the Board of Trustees asked her to resign after an investigation, the one you're talking about.
Right.
10TV asked an Ohio State spokesperson if the resignation is at the board's request, and the state Ohio State spokesperson could not confirm that. So that
they didn't
that,
deny it.
Well, no. So that makes you kind of think, all right, that probably seems like that's what's happening. And it does say here, according to the spokesperson, the board was aware of President Johnson's intent to leave the university in advance of the November board meeting, and therefore an annual review was not completed. So almost sounds like the findings of this investigation were coming forward or were pretty much made known or whatever internally. And then she probably said, you know what? It's time. It's just time to go. Time to get out of here. And then they didn't have to end up doing the review and put all that. So who knows? Who knows?
It must be pretty bad, though, because, you know, there's no fighting here.
It doesn't, like, sound, no, doesn't sound like that.
I didn't do any of this, and you're just trying to get me out because of politics, and I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to stand my ground. I have a contract. I'm going to stay. You know, the email that she sent out to the students yesterday was very vague.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's really no details there. I wonder what this is. We'll find out, but I want to know. Now, who the hell's going to be the next president? I don't know. You and I were joking earlier.
I've got an idea for you. I'm not. You may be joking. I'm not. This may solve two problems with one felled hire. Because February of 2023, some guy named Jim Tressel is no longer going to be the president of Youngstown State. He has announced that he will be stepping down from that position. I mean, I'm just saying. Jim Tressel being on campus, he can be the president of the university. And if it doesn't work out, the Ryan Day can't beat Michigan next year, then hey, how about that for history?
Get the hell out of here.
We have student athletes. Why can't we have president coaches? He's a president first, Mike. Right? That would be what they would say. It's like, yeah, he's a football coach. Then Gordon Gee could never say the dumb things he used to say, right? I just hope the coach doesn't fire me. Well, you won't have to worry about that because Jim Tressel is the coach and the president and all the above. How about that? Let's make that happen.
Next week, Tress is going to be 70.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if that's the job of a 70-year-old man. You're just joking about the coaching thing.
It may not be.
How you doing there, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Thank you.
I forget that because Tress has been gone for so long. I still remember him as being like...
He's not boyish anymore.
Yeah.
He's an old man.
Yeah, I get it. But you know what? I feel like go ahead and have him come be the president for a year or two. We've done that with Gordon Gee.
Can you be the president if you were fired by the institution?
Sure.
I don't know if that's in the bylaws or.
Hey, man, if you can go be the president of a school after getting fired for football things, I think you can be the president at the school that fired you. Of course.
I don't know. I don't know the answer. Teddy sounds like he has something to say. What do you want?
Well, some people are older than that, and you know they're like president of the United States.
Right. So, I mean, that's a fair point, Ted.
You can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, because Biden's what, 78 or something?
No, he's 80.
80? Okay, I'm sorry. 80. He's 80.
There you go. 70 is the new 50.
So Tressel's got 10 more years in him.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah, I hope 70 is the new 50.
Maybe it shouldn't be, though.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just saying, maybe we're accepting now.
Oh, yeah. You're
that
saying
all these geezers can run things.
You an ageist?
Maybe, perhaps.
Well, here's the other thing. Maybe Jim Tressel's the right guy, but maybe the other side of this is like, hey, we don't know what to do with Ryan Day's massive buyout. If we do have to get rid of him, bump him up to president. Problem solved.
Ryan Day's
let him run the school, and then we can hire a new coach, and you don't have to pay his buyout because he's got a job. You're still paying him.
You just keep promoting him?
Yeah.
Ryan Day is the governor. He's the governor of Ohio.
Right. Well, we wouldn't let him. Look, we may not let him run something important like the football team. But he can run the state.
Yeah, come on.
Sure. He can run the university. He can run the state. Whatever.
I have a stat that will blow your mind coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
And good afternoon on North Broadway at I-71. Injury crash, police and wreckers on the scene there. That crash also blocking the ramp from northbound 71 onto North Broadway. A little bit of slow traffic as well on eastbound I-70 west side between Mound Street and State Road 315. This report is sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. Nothing beats the Ohio home field advantage. Go to winohio.com or download the Tipico Sportsbook app. You can win free bets, prizes, and a chance at fan experiences. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Ohio. Terms, conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Getting fatter and angrier by the minute. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. All right, I got something for you, Teddy. Are you ready? This is big news.
Lay it on me.
All right. The Cincinnati Reds have named Terry Bradshaw their new assistant hitting coach.
Oh, wow. Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw.
Steelers great.
Now, it doesn't say which Terry Bradshaw, but there is a guy named Terry Bradshaw who is now your assistant hitting coach. Also, Colin Cowherd is your new first base coach.
Nice. I think he mispronounced his last name.
Cowgill.
Oh, okay.
Cowgill.
That's better than Cowherd, I guess.
That's a last name. It makes a lot of sense because, you know, the gills that cows have, that's what I always think of. I can see why you'd get that nickname because that's how cows breathe their air with their gills. Makes total sense.
Colin Cowgill.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
By the way, the Terry Bradshaw thing reminded me. A few months ago, I went on a tour of bourbon country, went to a distillery, had a great time, and we got to do a little tasting thing. And there was another couple, two couples with us in this tasting.
And Terry Bradshaw was one of them?
No, but the guy was saying to me, like, we had discussed, because it turned out we were all from Ohio. We were all Buckeye fans. And I said, what part of Ohio? They said, Northeast Ohio. I said, are you Browns fans? He said, yeah, we're Browns fans. I said, oh, cool. And we were talking about this. We're talking about that. And so, of course, we all like bourbon and we like the Browns and the Buckeyes. And so I feel like we had a little connection that was nice. And then the guy out of nowhere is like, hey, by the way, if you try Terry Bradshaw's bourbon, just FYI, it sucks. And I was like, one, I would never try Terry Bradshaw. Why would I try that? I'm not trying Terry Bradshaw's anything. I felt betrayed by this guy because we had talked about how we were big Buckeye fans and Browns fans and everything.
He's telling you that it sucks.
No, but why even try it?
Maybe he lost a bet and he had to try it.
He said he was curious. He picked up a bottle, but he said it's awful. Now, I don't know that's the case. I'll never know because I'm not drinking Terry Bradshaw's anything. Because I know
it's the best?
I'm not drinking it. You know what? There's always something second best that's pretty damn good. And it won't have Terry Bradshaw. It's not even Terry Bradshaw. He seems like a nice enough man. I hope his health and wealth and all that stuff for him. I know he's going through some things. I'm just saying, you're a Steelers guy. I'm not buying Steelers stuff. Franco Harris makes a wine. I'm not going to get it.
What if Deshaun Watson has a bourbon?
Probably
extra creamy.
Probably not getting that either. I don't think that's a descriptor for bourbon. I got to be honest.
His bourbon's different.
I don't think that's a description.
Even if you're not ready to drink it yet, it splashes right in your face.
I don't think that's a thing. I don't think that's how bourbon works.
Speaking of the Browns, they have officially activated Deshaun Watson. He will start this weekend against the Texans. So it is time, my friend.
It is time.
Got the big overtime victory last week against Tom Brady. And now your future Hall of Fame quarterback is ready to go.
There you go. Well, good to see. For the Browns, we'll find out what he can do.
Drink his bourbon.
Nope, wouldn't do that.
Make sure to swallow it, too.
Nope, wouldn't do that.
I have a stat for you that's going to blow your mind.
All right.
So we talked about Ohio State and meat chicken yesterday, and we'd like to add some levity to the program today, so we're trying not to just get in the weeds, because I still hate everything about that game.
Right.
And hate everything about my team. But we know that the second half was bad. We know that the Buckeyes could not run in the second half, or chose not to run. And Michigan ran all over the Buckeyes. But did you know how bad it actually was? When you factor in the last two seasons, the second halves of their last two meetings, Michigan has outrushed Ohio State by the grand total of 430 to 24.
Oh my.
Back-to-back seasons
my.
In the second half, 430 rushing yards for Michigan, 24
that is,
for Ohio State.
That, you know what?
It boggles my brain.
It boggles mine too, but it's also, it should embarrass everyone over there at the Woody. Everyone should be embarrassed by that stat. Even if you play defense, it doesn't have anything to do with you, but it should embarrass you because that just means everyone there.
Have something to do with you because you've given up 430 rushing yards in the equivalent of one game.
You're right. I was saying that more in the idea of doesn't have anything to do with you for you can't help it if the running game only has 24 yards. But you're right. I don't know which stat is more embarrassing, giving up 400 rushing yards or only
in four quarters,
or getting 24 total in four quarters. I think the 400 is probably a little more embarrassing, but still, either way, that's brutal.
Brutal,
and it explains a lot, doesn't it? Explains a lot about what you saw over the weekend, explains a lot about what you saw last year, and explains a lot about how not much has changed, even though they tried to change everything.
We had Monday Night Football last night. Steelers beat the Colts. Jeff Saturday with some weird clock management down the stretch.
You know, there's certainly reason to mock him and rip him for not getting that right, where they had, what, they had all three timeouts going into that final drive.
They had all three timeouts, and I don't think he took one until, what, 30s?
Yeah, he took one on the third or the fourth down play where they didn't convert. But before that, I mean, he had opportunities to take him other places too, and he didn't. And I would make fun of him more for that if it wasn't that guys who have been coaching the NFL for 10 years
other
also don't know how to do
the same thing.
Like, bad enough for him, he is dumb.
Jim Harbaugh did it at the end of the first half against the Buckeyes.
Jim Harbaugh took a team to the Super Bowl, and he's dumb about clock management too. All these coaches end up being very dumb. I don't think that has anything to do with his experience as far as running a football team. Sadly, you can be one of the most seasoned coaches out there doing it, and you can still screw that up. I think Jeff Saturday still is in way over his head. I don't think this is going to work out for him, but the clock management thing is something that every coach seems to get wrong 90% of the time.
We got to soccer today. 79th minute, USA up on Iran. 1-0. You get nervous?
Of course. This is what they call in soccer, Mike. There's a term for this. It's called squeaky bum time.
Squeaky bum time?
Yeah. Sir Alex Ferguson, who was the Manchester United head manager there for many, many years. He was knighted because he was such a good soccer manager. He used to call it that. This time at the end of the game.
Squirt some WD-40 up there.
A little squeaky bum time. And so we're here. Everybody's getting tight. Everybody's trying to figure out how to see this one out. Iran is trying to get one more goal. All they need is one goal, and they go through, most likely.
Iran.
Iran. U.S., if it stays as it is right now, the U.S. advances, Iran is out. The U.S. gets another goal, it pretty much ends Iran's chances. So it's right now, there's about 10 minutes and change left. It gets nervy right about here.
No, that's not right. All the news and notes you need as we go inside the NFL. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Some good news for you. North Broadway at I-71, that accident has now been cleared. The ramp from northbound 71 reopened as well. Seeing a fresh accident on Henderson Road east of Kenny Road. This report is sponsored by Meijer. Save up to $30 all week long at Meijer with Cyberbucks and M-Perks. Clip the coupon in M-Perks before you check out to save $10, $20, or up to $30. Redeem on each qualifying purchase through December 3rd. Get more of your money at Meijer. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Hey, make sure to check out the Common Man and T-Bone podcast, sponsored by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Wherever you get your podcasts, Google, Spotify, Apple, we're there. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click. Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device, free of charge, including yesterday's show, which was 3 hours.
3 hours.
Of no script, no idea where the hell we're going, just two dudes reacting to Ohio State's loss to Michigan.
Well, to be clear, we don't really have a script ever.
You know what I mean.
Yes, but for people who don't know, usually we know break to break, commercial break to commercial break, each new segment we have like, hey, we're going to talk about this. Hey, we're going to talk about that. And we didn't do any of that yesterday. We just literally said, Ohio State, Michigan, discuss for 3 hours. It was, that was a bit challenging. I was gassed after that show. I was completely exhausted.
I feel like we needed it though.
I know. We had to get it all out there.
The listeners needed it.
I had a lot of people who came up to me and, or came up to me, who sent like emails or texts or tweets who said, hey, that's the show I was hoping to hear. I need to hear something that just laid it all out there. So if you didn't hear that and you want to hear it, it's all there for you on the podcast.
Inside the NFL. Let's do it.
Common Man and T-Bone's Inside the NFL.
Brought to you by my friend Dick Masheter Ford. Open 24-7 at MasheterFord.net.
Bone. Well, man, Jeff Saturday talked a little bit more about the timeout he wished he would have called. He said about their third down play that didn't go so well in yesterday's loss to the Steelers. He said, quote, he felt like the offense had plenty of time on its final drive and wasn't too concerned about not utilizing his timeouts. That was last night. Today, he said, quote, I wish I had that third down back, and in all honesty, wish I could have called a timeout. Looking at the film, you could tell we were in disarray. Well, there you go. That's part of the clock management.
We're watching it on TV telling you, seeing that you're in disarray.
Yeah. So this is just kind of, I think, the experience you're going to have with a guy who's never done this, even though there have been other coaches that also screw this up. It's going to be pointed to when he's the one screwing it up and he doesn't have any head coaching experience or any coaching experience at any level prior to getting an NFL job. We'll talk more about Aaron Rodgers a little bit later, but the news on the playing front is that plans are for him right now to play this week. He was on Pat McAfee's show, and he said he is on track to return to action against the Bears on Sunday in Chicago. He said, I got good news with the scans yesterday on his injured ribs, so I plan on playing this week. So we'll see if that holds, but that's the news as of right now. Meanwhile, speaking of the Bears, sorry, I had to burp. They had a couple of guys who they have had some injuries to, and now those two guys are going to be off for the next few weeks. Safety Eddie Jackson and wide receiver Darnell Mooney, both out for at least the next four games.
Who cares?
They were both put on IR.
What's Justin Fields doing?
Probably doing great. I don't know.
He is?
No, he's not doing great. He's ouchie. He's always ouchie. He's going to take a lot of shots playing this type of
offense.
It's
almost like that's not sustainable.
Yeah, right.
Totally. That's all right. I got Trevor Siemian.
Yep, there you go. Mike Tomlin said, I don't have a lot of information about Najee Harris's status. This is after Harris left Monday's action where they did defeat the Colts. He had an abdominal injury, and it was something that the coach didn't really have a lot of info on when he was asked about it today. He said, not as I sit here right now, I don't have a lot of information. So we'll find out what he's going to be up to. Benny Snell and Anthony McFarland both came in and helped out. They put up 90 yards combined, touchdown on 18 carries. Steelers were able to run the ball a little bit yesterday, but that's not going to help them if Najee Harris isn't available to go. Also, they have like four wins this year, so I don't think it truly matters for the Steelers. But if you're a Steelers fan, you may want to know about some of that stuff. This is not good news for the Vikings corner, Andrew Booth. His rookie season is reportedly over. He had knee surgery on Monday after some of the issues that he has had. Tom Pelissero of NFL Media reports they determined he needed an operation that will not allow him to return before the year is out. He was a second-round pick this year, missed time earlier with a quad injury, played defensive snaps in Week 11, made his first start against the Patriots last Thursday, had 12 tackles and 6 overall appearances, but he is going to be out for the rest of the year, so that's not great news. And I saw this, too. Deshaun Watson, as we mentioned, is going to make his debut for the Browns coming up in Houston in their game against the Texans coming up on Sunday. Well, even though some of these lawsuits have been settled, 10 of the women who accused Deshaun Watson of sexual harassment and assault during massages are planning to attend Sunday's game at Houston's NRG Stadium. Yeah. Apparently, Tony Busby, their attorney, said the women wanted to attend a game to, quote, kind of make the statement, hey, we're still here, we matter, our voice was heard, this is not something that's over. Sexual harassment and assault happen every day in the United States. The women declined to comment ahead of the game. An NFL spokesperson did also decline to comment about this, but I'm going to go out on a, I'm going to put a wager out there that on the broadcast of this game, they are not going to show those women.
I
they
think
are not
that's
going
a
to
pretty
mention
safe
it.
Bet.
because that's the thing that kind of drives me crazy about these news organizations that cover the NFL. Like CBS, NBC, Fox, ABC, they all have news departments. They all talk about the news. But when it comes to their football coverage, it's like, hey, let's just stick to the football here. That is a news story, though, right? If these women show up to that game, it would be part of the discussion of that game. You're going to talk a lot about how Deshaun Watson hasn't played at all for the better part of 2 years. Might be worth mentioning why that was. And if those women are there, you should probably highlight that, too. But I'm guessing they're not going to, so that seems like that's probably not a thing we're going to find out about, at least on TV. So there you go.
Thank you, Bone.
You're welcome, man.
Tom Brady was on his Let's Go podcast last night. Tampa Bay lost to the Browns in overtime. They are under 500 now at 5-6. And he said, look, losing is hard for all of us, but I'd rather lose and play than not play at all. Ooh. I love playing. I love competing. I love trying to be a little bit better every day. I love going out there with a sense of purpose to try and get better. And ultimately, I love trying to play at a championship level for my teammates. And obviously, there's challenges every year. Everybody has unique challenges on and off the field. You work as hard as you can with the circumstances that are presented before you. We're just going to keep fighting till the end. And we'll be measured by, again, what happens over the course of a long season. But the cut that's making a lot of the rounds is, I'd rather lose and play than not play at all.
Which, well, we know that to be true about a lot of football players, though, right? That's why the decision shouldn't be left up to the football players or to the athletes in any sport when they're like, yeah, I think I could still go. That's why a coach, a GM, anybody has to say, yeah, that's fine. You're not helping the team right now because you're not healthy enough to do that.
No, now in fairness to him, I mean, he's not probably the Tom Brady that even existed 2 years ago, but he's not the reason why they're 5-6.
No.
They're 5-6 because they're playing inconsistent defense. They can't really run the ball. You know, if you put him on a really good roster, he's probably still a terrific quarterback. But he's not right now. He's not on a really good team.
No, he's not. And I don't think that there's any reason for him to be out there. Other than, I mean, you admire the competitive spirit, I guess. But that's what all these guys are like, especially Tom Brady. He's the best of the best. But it doesn't mean that just because he wants to be out there, he necessarily should be. If you're that injured that you're not effective, if that was happening, then anybody, even including him, should be told to sit down. And by the way, I just looked up and saw a replay that if I had seen it live in this U.S.-Iran game, I would have pooed my pants.
What happened? Something good or bad?
Oh, bad.
Oh, bad.
I mean, okay, it didn't. The U.S. is still up 1-0, but Iran had a free header in the box and the guy just missed it.
Given how your crew season went, though, it would almost be par for the course.
Oh,
if Team USA blows this game at the 93rd minute, whatever they're in.
I really don't need you to conjure up any of those memories, but thank you for bringing that to my attention. Yes,
all right, yesterday we were sort of wallowing in our own self-pity. We didn't talk about any of the coaching stuff. Luke Fickell going to Wisconsin. Hugh Freeze going to Auburn. Deion Sanders apparently going everywhere. We'll talk about coaching things next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
And good afternoon. Seeing an accident on Henderson Road east of Kenny Road. Also, you're going to be moving a little slow along northbound I-71 north side between Rhett Weber Road and Cook Road. That's not causing any substantial delays, however, at the moment. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Get real fresh, real low prices at your local Fresh Time Market. This week, save on Haas avocados or red mangoes, just 77 cents each, now through November 29th. Get real. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Like a sports drink, but for that part of you that's thirsty for fart jokes. Back to Man and Bone.
Happy Tuesday. We have 1.5 hosts right now.
Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
Rapid fire.
Rapid
fire.
Oh, my gosh.
That's 4:34.
Stoppage time, the 99th minute of 9 minutes of stoppage time. USA, Iran. Oh, my gosh. I'm dying.
Is your crotch sweaty?
I'm dying. Everything's sweaty. Everything. I'm sweating
sweaty
like crazy.
Sweaty crotch.
Sweating like crazy.
Game show crazy. Coming up at 5:34. T-Bone has assured me it's going to be travel trivia.
Yeah, travel trivia. Because I didn't know if I'd want to get away after this game, but I definitely want to get away after the OSU-Michigan game.
Well, there's probably like a minute left. Oh, it's over!
And it's over!
It's over!
We're through! Yeah! We're playing on Saturday! USA, Netherlands! Get ready, Dutch boy! Here we come! Yeah! Woo!
Man, USA knows how to make it interesting, don't they?
This is soccer, man. It's
I'm
always
just saying,
interesting.
Like England went out today and just took care of their business.
Yeah. You know, the only team they didn't take care of business against was the U.S. You know why? Because we're better. We're good. Better than all this crap. Greg Berhalter made some dumb substitutions. It almost cost us anyway, but
look
whatever.
At the sad Iranian women in the crowd.
Yeah.
Going to be even sadder when they go back to their home country.
Did you see the story? They said that these guys...
Yeah,
I saw. I feel for these Iranian soccer players, man, because they have been trying to stand up for people in their country. Some of them weren't singing the national anthem, and so then the Iranian guard or whatever...
This was a CNN report. A source told the CNN reporter that Iran has a large number of security eyeing how the players act while in Qatar. Additionally, the source said that Iranian coach Carlos Quinyoros, what's his name?
Carlos Quiroz.
Him too. Met with the Quiroz. Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps officers following these threats, but it's unclear that was what the meeting was about. Apparently, the report was that the Iranian authorities threatened to torture players' families if they didn't feel like they were singing the anthem. Well, not just if they don't sing the anthem, if they don't behave. Was the word that they used. I don't know what behave means. Like, if you play poorly, can they torture your family?
Yeah. Well, and then, I'll tell you what. We're watching this game, and FIFA's in charge of the broadcast. Like, all these networks get the feed, and they can choose to edit it as they want, but FIFA controls the broadcast, largely. They showed the faces of every one of these Iranian national team players when the anthem was playing, which they always do stuff like that, but maybe this one time, given that threat is out there, maybe just don't. Do that for this one time?
Yeah, I mean, they got their spies there anyway. So
I know that, but I'm just saying, why do their work for them? Like, how about you just not show, like, their... I could see the cavities of these guys if they wanted to show... Like, that's how zoomed up they were on their mouths. It's like, maybe don't show that this one time.
Zoom on my mouth.
All right, so like I said, the U.S. is going to play the Netherlands. They will play them, I believe it's Saturday at 10 a.m.
All right, I'm turning this game off now.
What do you mean? There's no game.
I know, just so you're not distracted by the TV.
Why would I be distracted by the TV?
Because they're going to show highlights and you're going to just...
I'm not going to be distracted.
Yes, I can tell.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to be distracted.
Yeah, the TV's off now.
All right, Netherlands, 10 a.m. I get to wear my jersey I bought from Supporter Supply Company.
Where are you going? Can I come?
I got to figure it out. Well, I know where I'm going. Zaftig Italian Village is where I'm going. That's right.
Can I come too?
Yeah. Come on down. If I'm going anywhere, that's where I'm going. It is also my wife and I's anniversary, so I may have to work that in around.
Well, she's got to understand.
Oh, she will.
Come on. You guys have been married a long time. This isn't like the first anniversary. You've popped out three offspring.
Yeah.
What is this? 16 years for you? 17 years?
It'll be 17 years.
17 years. Yeah. She understands. Come on.
Yeah, she knows.
World Cup is once every 4 years. Your anniversary.
If you're lucky.
I asked my wife today what her birthday was. That's where we are.
Yeah. That's how when you're married long enough, you're
I thought I knew. I always get confused if it's May 3rd or May 6th. I don't know why.
Interesting.
So I asked her today, what's your birthday? And she didn't even care anymore. She just laughs and says, it's May 3rd, you idiot.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, that's where we are as married couples. You're there long enough. You're like, I know you. You know me. We've got all the knowledge of each other, but I forget a date every now and then.
That's a bad thing. I think it's great. When you're in a relationship like this, where you can be free to be human and make mistakes and have smelly bowel movements and not be scared that the other person's going to be disgusted and leave the house, that's the ultimate comfort right there. The early relationship jitters, you have to be on your best behavior. Who the hell wants that? Yeah. I like feeling comfortable.
Yeah, I'm with you. I never liked the idea of... like the couples who have so many anniversaries of like, and if this is you and you're able to do that and that's how you guys communicate, good for you. But the couples that are like, I've got, this was the date of our first time we ever went on a date. This is the anniversary of our first time we ever went to the movies. This is the anniversary of the first time we made out, but there was no anything beyond the making out.
We did dry humping on
right.
On
this was a dry. This is our dry humping date. Silver anniversary.
Yeah.
Golden Jubilee of our dry hump.
Hey, it's the Golden Jubilee.
Right. Like, I'm just saying, maybe we don't need, maybe if that's you, that's fine. But I did not marry a calendar. She knows that. She did not marry a calendar. We've got married for other reasons than all these silly dates and things like that. But
that's right.
The anniversary is coming up Saturday, so we're probably going to do something.
We were having this conversation last night because Samantha's of the age where she's starting to ask us questions about what mommy and daddy were like before we were a mommy and daddy.
Oh, right.
You know, and we're at that age now where we're talking about like, hey, we went here on our first date. Yeah, that place is closed now. Mm-hmm. Oh, we went to this place on our second date. Yeah, that place is closed too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
All gone.
That happens. Yeah.
Memories gone. Well, the memories are there, but well, we did it in the car.
That parking
lot. I don't have that
lot.
Car anymore.
Hey, they paved Paradise and put up a parking lot. Isn't that right?
Bop, bop, bop.
Yeah.
Is that not normal to take your 5-year-old down memory lane? It's like,
no.
this is the car lot, the parking lot where mommy and I did it.
Well, that's because all of your first dates were at the Kahiki.
And so
all of your moments
were
there.
I'm sad that I never experienced the Kahiki.
You would have liked it.
I'm
mean,
sure
it,
I would
it
have.
It was kitschy and fun.
Yes, I like places like that.
By the way, Mike, I know this. There's only two things I hate on the earth. Only two things I hate.
What?
People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch. Thank you, Austin Powers, for the brilliant line.
Oh, I didn't know where that
Nigel
came
Powers,
from.
Michael Caine, remember that? That was his line.
You getting ready?
What do you mean, is he getting ready?
I mean, you're getting ready. I mean,
I'm getting ready for
the
Netherlands. The
Dutch.
I'm already on to the Netherlands. We're
Got
on
it.
To the Netherlands, baby.
Yeah, who needs you, you
who
speed
needs to look
skating
in-
bastards? Take
right.
your Verstappen and shove it up your ass.
That's right. Max Verstappen
what
is dead
crybaby.
To me.
He's a crybaby.
Crybaby loser. He's afraid to be great. Even though he is like the 2-time world champion.
Where'd the orange come from?
I don't even know.
It's nowhere in your flag. You've just adopted orange.
You know what? I think it's from their soccer team. Because their soccer team has always been orange, and now everybody is like orange. Orange is great.
Luke Fickell getting $7.5 million per year to take over at Wisconsin. Tickle me stupid, Bone. I didn't think that he'd leave for this job. He had the opportunity to go to Notre Dame last year. He passed that up, and I thought that you know he would sort of hang on at Cincinnati, maybe wait for the Ohio State job to open, either because Ryan Day can't beat Michigan or Ryan Day decides he wants to go to the NFL. And then he would transition into that job. I didn't see him leaving for another Big Ten job, but he has. He's at Wisconsin now.
I didn't see that coming at all because, like you, I would have thought if he's holding out for any job to move from Cincinnati, it'd be the one that's right up the road at his alma mater.
Or it would have been Notre Dame, which he already turned down.
And I thought, especially given the fact that, now, there had to be some communication going on prior to this weekend, right? Because, I mean, it was... Ryan Day loses to Michigan again. Everyone starts posting Luke Fickell pictures on their timeline.
Yeah.
And then like 3 hours later, it was like, Luke Fickell's going to Wisconsin. And we're like, hold on. Wait, no. The thing was, though, like next year, everyone was thinking if needed, you could hire Luke Fickell because Ryan Day, if he does have to go.
You still can.
That's true.
I mean, that's.
I'm just saying, you don't think they've thought of that with a massive buyout that is somehow directed towards Ohio State? Like, I mean, I'm saying they will do everything in their power to say, you can't go take that job.
I'm sure they will. But if I'm I assume Luke Fickell has leverage here.
Well, yeah.
If I'm Luke Fickell, I say, no, I'm not signing up. You want me to be the coach? Then you hire me to be the coach. But I'm not putting a $60 million buyout in there for Ohio State.
All right. I hope you're right.
I mean, we don't know the details of that yet. We have the financials in terms of year to year. He's going to make 7.5 next year. And over the course of the contract, it averages 7.8. I don't bring that up because it doesn't matter. If he goes out next year, wins 10 games, they're going to rip up the contract, give him a new one anyway.
Yeah.
And he'll make
right.
more money.
No, I guess what I'm saying is it looks like that timing was very suspicious or not suspicious, just unfortunate. If Ohio State was thinking, hey, maybe next year Luke Fickell could be our guy. And then Wisconsin sneaks in and grabs him. But this had to have been going on for weeks or months, these discussions that, hey, if I'm going to go anywhere, I'd like to go to that Wisconsin job, right? Maybe that had to be a thing.
Madison is a very nice place that is you know, sort of, I wouldn't say a sleeping giant. You know what I mean?
Oh, it should be.
Wisconsin should be able to win that side of the conference every single year.
Well, when we talk about good college towns and bad college towns, right? I don't think Madison is like, it's not New York City, clearly, right? But I don't think New York City is a good college town. If you are trying to sell a recruit on come here and play, it's probably easier to sell them on Madison, Wisconsin than it is Lincoln, Nebraska. Probably is easier than selling them on Iowa City.
Well, I'm quite sure he was offered Lincoln, Nebraska.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm saying Madison does have that, to your point, and it is within driving distance of, you know, a lot of places where there's just huge population bases in the north, right? Between St. Louis, Chicago, Minnesota, Minneapolis. You know, you could, I'm saying they could be better than what they have been, and the West certainly, I know the divisions are going away, but he's going to have to basically figure out how do we become one of these top three or four teams in the Big
Ten.
Well,
that's not confirmed yet, but
We assume divisions are going away. Right.
Who's taking over AD there? Because isn't Barry retiring?
I don't remember who it is, but his name's been in all the reports. I just forget the guy's name.
Okay.
Whoever it was.
Has Barry Alvarez officially retired?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think he's the... I mean, he's not acting as the AD anymore as far as this hire. I don't think that was Barry Alvarez's deal.
McIntosh took over June of 2021.
Oh.
So he's been there for a year and a half.
Oh, he has?
Yes.
I saw Barry on the field during one of their games. I just assumed he was still working.
Barry Alvarez can go out there whenever he wants.
No, it's fine. If Barry's hanging around, he's still the boss.
If Barry Alvarez,
he's holding court.
Let me tell you, if Barry Alvarez says, "Hey, I want to suit up for the basketball team," they get him some shorts and a jersey, and they say, "All right, get out there." He gets to do what he wants. He runs that place. You're right, but the functional AD of the place is Chris McIntosh.
Hugh Freeze going to Auburn. Deion Sanders going everywhere. We'll talk about that next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
And good afternoon. Reports of two lanes blocked westbound I-70 west side after West Broad Street. That is an injury crash. Emergency crews are there on the scene. Traffic getting by on the right berm. That's got you stop and go back from Mound Street. This report is sponsored by RumpkeCareers.com. Get a career that is recession resistant. Rumpke is now hiring new and seasoned mechanics and maintenance technicians. Receive competitive pay, great benefits, and vacation time. Join a family-owned and operated company. Apply now at RumpkeCareers.com. EOE restrictions apply. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Murdering brain cells, one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
Before we get to Hugh Freeze and Deion Sanders, other college football coaching things, I was shocked when I came upon this website. This is a British company called Paul Fraser Collectibles.
All right.
They sell memorabilia. And I had typed in a search for like music memorabilia on Google to see if there was anything out there that I could add to my little music room that I have in the basement. I came upon this site.
Okay.
If you're asking yourself, what do billionaires buy each other for Christmas? They probably shop at sites like this. For example, if you would like an 1840 penny black mint block of 12 stamps, these are British stamps.
Okay.
You can buy them on this site for the low, low price of $806,000.
These are 12 stamps?
12 stamps from 1840. If you would like a lock of Marilyn Monroe's hair, which was cut right before she went out and sang, "Happy birthday, Mr. President." Apparently, her personal hairstylist was backstage, trimmed her hair, and then kept her hair.
Well, that's
all of these years.
Right.
All right. So a lock of Marilyn Monroe's hair from that night, $298,000. You can buy it. I can add to cart right now. $298,000. If you want some Elvis hair, they have that. Bargain, $179,000. If you want John Lennon's hair to clone him, $149,000. So when you're saying to yourself, like, what do the Haslams get each other for Christmas? It's probably this, crap like this.
Stuff like this.
How you doing, honey? I got you some of that Imagine Guy's hair.
Can I ask this question, though? Who is keeping the hair? Who has the foresight to do that? Like, are people right now keeping Harry Styles' hair?
I'm sure they are.
The hair of Harry, I guess.
Sure.
Like, is Beyonce, when she gets a, you know, haircut, is like people just, or do you like, does the artist keep it? And then they
also have an Elvis Presley rhinestone jock strap on here. Oh. If you wanted one of those.
Oh,
that's only $75,000.
Well, you got to wear it if you buy it.
Of course.
I mean, you
got
to press your nether regions
up
against it.
I got so Elvis's crabs.
Yeah. You've been in contact with the king. Sure. Mm-hmm. In a very intimate way.
What else you want? I got music stuff. I got movie stuff.
I don't know. What do you have? Any other
political memorabilia?
Do you have hair, or do you have other things that relate to the crotch area? Because either one is kind of what
I can search for. Actually, there's a whole category. It's this historical hair. Let me click on that.
Okay, let's see what the hair is. See what other hair we have.
Some of these are like generals. I have no idea who they are.
Hmm.
Alexander Skarsgård. Who's he? He's an actor.
Yeah.
$476.
Oh, there you go.
You can get a strand of his hair.
A strand.
Antonio Banderas, strand of hair. $476.
Who's keeping this? Why? Who's thought to do this?
Let me see what else.
I don't understand why.
Claire Danes, $476. Oh, Teddy. Daniel Craig.
Okay, how much for that?
Strand of $476. That apparently is the going rate for hair.
How much? How do we know it's his hair?
I like this one.
How do we know?
Dave Bautista, authentic strand of hair. He's bald. He's completely bald.
It's pretty rare find there.
But $476. Harry Potter.
Well, Harry Potter's not a real character.
Well, Daniel Radcliffe. Okay, that's what I meant.
Okay. I mean, he's not a real person.
All right. Now, if you just want a strand of Elvis's hair, $476. But if you want the whole lock, the whole clump,
what?
$179,000.
Can I ask how many strands are in a lock? Because I don't know the...
Well, like, look, they show you a picture of it here. That's a pretty big clump right there.
Oh, yeah,
it's right?
A big clump of hair.
This is from his personal barber. The barber
again,
kept it.
Here's my question. How do we know any of this is real? Like, how do we know that someone isn't like, oh, yeah, you just got hair that kind of looks like Elvis's. We cut it off.
Paul Frazier just fell off the turnip truck? I mean...
Well, how are you verifying? What do you mean, did he fall off the turnip truck? He's putting Antonio Banderas' strand of hair online.
All right, here's Harrison Ford. Let's see if there's a story for the hair.
Okay.
It says, the hair comes directly from a wig maker who has worked on several major recent films and TV programs. The wig maker takes his samples from celebrities to ensure the wigs exactly match their hair. 99% of TV and film stars use wigs or hair extensions on screen.
Okay.
This is a guaranteed, authentic half-inch strand of Harrison Ford's hair.
A whole half an inch?
Half inch, $476. You know what, Teddy? I'm going to get you the Daniel Craig hair.
Ted doesn't want that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Ted, you don't want his strand of his hair.
Can you just give me $500 instead?
Right.
I'll give you $476.
I think that would be the question to ask every person on your Christmas list. Would you rather have $500 or a strand of a celebrity's hair?
I'm just saying, if you ever ask, if there's always somebody on your list where it's like, what do I get this person? They have everything.
I bet they'd also, if you said it was either this or just give you $500 cash, they'd go, why did you give me the $500 cash?
No, they want the hair. Let's see if there's a story with Daniel Craig's. It says it's the wig maker again.
Well, yeah. It's almost like this is a giant scam.
Half inch, Daniel Craig.
Again, do you want a half an inch of Daniel Craig? No. You want the full Monty.
Half an inch is like an eyelash.
That's
too.
What I mean. You're getting nothing. You're getting nothing. You don't even know if it's
his. What if it was a pubie?
How do you even know if it's his?
You could take it for DNA test.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they just have a big database of people like Daniel Craig just out there where you're like, oh, yeah, can you Google the DNA for me to make sure this is actually Daniel Craig? They're not going to know. You think Daniel Craig's
Teddy,
DNA is just out there?
What if it was a curly one from Daniel Craig no, and it man. Had the little bulb on the end
no,
of the little bulb?
That's nasty, no.
Well, now, here's the thing. If we were better with the cloning technology, the value on these goes up significantly, right?
Oh, this is a Jesus Christ strand of hair right here.
See, again, it might be like this is a scam.
No, I made that up.
Yeah. Shroud of Turin. $476. Is that what they're doing? Yeah. I'm guessing that's not right.
Willem Dafoe's hair.
Oh, Willem Dafoe. That's not the part of him that
Queen
you want.
Queen Victoria strand of hair, $476.
Queen Victoria?
How'd they get that?
How would you know that it's hers?
Click on this.
What was the provenance of that strand of hair? How do they have that one measured out to be able to say, yes, when would Queen Victoria have been? Wasn't that...
Says the framed lock it originates from was taken from the queen when she was just a young girl.
Creepy.
It was discovered in an antique store in Hemel Hempstead in the mid-1960s.
Okay, so it was taken from her little girl. You don't know if that's real. And then it was in an antique store for lots and lots of years. Don't know if that was real. If someone ever just took it out of there and put some other hair in it, you have no idea.
Right.
You're stupid if you pay for any of this.
Hugh Freeze leaves Liberty to take the Auburn job. I also saw, and I laughed, that Hugh would have to give up his social media activities.
Yeah.
Well, because he's sliding into DMs of people.
Yeah, this is embarrassing for Auburn, honestly, that they fired Hugh Freeze. I know some people look at it and go, well, he's done good things at Liberty, helped him win football games. Okay. Being a really good head coach and being able to get some points at Liberty, where you're playing, you know, a very easy schedule compared to the SEC, I don't think that means anything from a football standpoint. I don't think Hugh Freeze is going to be a good football coach in this current day and age, because part of the thing that got him good at Ole Miss was that he was able to have a significant recruiting advantage because he was paying players. That was the recruiting scandal they had there at Ole Miss, and it turned out that he had a lot of that going on. And then he had a scandal within a scandal where he dialed 900 numbers on the escort line on his company-issued cell phone. And so that gave them probable cause or reasonable cause to fire him and not pay him. But they had that whole investigation coming out anyway, so they got rid of him before that all happened. Here's what I know. There is no way this is successful for Auburn. They will fail, and they will pay this guy a lot of money to go away, just like they've done with Gus Malzahn and so many other guys that they thought was going to be the answer. But I think it's embarrassing for them that they would look at a guy who, you're right, can't be trusted on social media. This guy was harassing a sexual assault victim who spoke out against Liberty University. He went and found her and started DMing her saying, hey, what's your deal? Why are you ripping the AD? I like this guy. You don't know anything about him. That guy is a loose cannon. And you've now hired him to run your football program. Good idea. That seems real stable there at Auburn.
I'm going to buy you this George Washington strand of hair.
Oh, I'm sure legit. I'm sure it's the most legit thing on
there. It says the hair originates from the framed collection of Margarita Pierrepont, wife of President Ulysses S. Grant's Attorney General.
Oh, well, there you go.
She had it. It's framed.
Was that Mr. Pierrepont? I'm sure was very like, oh yeah, what's your wife do? It's like, oh, she collects hair, don't you know? It's so great. Like, he just, I'm sure, was very thrilled that his wife was like, yes, I've taken to collecting hair.
I'm telling you, this is a good gift. I'm going to buy this for you.
I don't want it.
You don't want George Washington's hair?
No, I want whatever money you would give me with George Washington's face on it. I'd want a bunch of those. I don't want his hair. That's creepy.
What if, like, the cloning process is perfected?
I'll clone
him. You can clone George Washington from the hair.
And then I'll have to, when he gets old enough, I'll have to be like, all right.
You can make Jurassic Washington, just an island of George Washington running around.
A couple things have changed since you were last here. One, no one has wooden teeth anymore. Two, we don't have people that are enslaved. So you're going to have to change what you've been doing and move on from all that. I don't want to clone him.
But you also hand him a bag of Doritos and say, but we have this.
I don't want to clone him.
Enjoy.
I don't want to clone him. I don't want to get to know him. Not my guy.
George Washington's not your guy?
Nope.
All right, breaking news on that.
Not my guy.
I forgot who I'm with here.
Not my guy.
Everybody's judged by 2022 standards in woke T-bone land.
Woke T-bone land. You're right.
All right. George Washington's not your guy?
Yeah, he's not.
All right.
Maybe he should have, like, when he, you know, died and said, here, my wife can keep all my slaves till she dies. Then we'll free the slaves.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. That was good. Yeah. Good job, okay. George Washington.
Sounds wonderful.
Go read a book.
When was the book written? After he was dead?
Yes. Yes, it says the history of him. Not my guy.
Rapid fire coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Westbound I-70 west side left lane blocked due to an accident after West Broad Street. That's got you stop and go from Mound Street. Emergency crews there are on the scene. All lanes are now reopened over on the eastbound side of I-70 west side, but you're still going to be moving slow from 670. This report is sponsored by Family Dollar. Enjoy this holiday season even more with Family Dollar. Stop by and find everything for the celebration, like Betty Crocker baking goods, stylish ornaments, and hundreds of toys, $15 and under. Family Dollar, helping you do more. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The dumb is strong with this show. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Rapid fire coming up in mere moments. Game show in the 5 o'clock hour. What was I going to say? Oh, USA won today. Team USA, U.S. men's national team, they beat Iran today 1-0, which means they move on. What's the next stage? This was the group stage.
This
is
knockout stage.
Knockout stage.
They will play the Netherlands at 10 a.m. on Saturday.
And you've already said that you hate the Dutch.
That's right. The Dutch can go to hell.
Wooden shoes and windmills. And
I really don't care. But yeah, the next game is against the Netherlands. I always find that interesting when like the World Cup happens and we're rooting for teams. When I get like, yeah, let's go. Let's beat Iran. It's like, I want the U.S. to beat the team on the field. I have no, like, this is saying nothing about anything else, right? USA, Mexico. It's like,
well, I know.
I'm rooting against the guys on the field.
In normal company, when you yell out, I hate Mexico.
Right. That's not what you do.
But in the soccer world, I just hate the team. People understand it.
Right. It's like saying I hate the Yankees. You're not saying everybody in New York sucks. You're saying I want the Yankees to lose. So, yes, I want the Dutch to lose, the soccer team to lose. They're a good team. U.S. is playing well, though, too. The U.S. has not conceded a goal from the run of play this entire World Cup so far. So that is, their defense is holding pretty strong.
Well, they did concede the goal against, but that was a penalty kick.
But that was a penalty kick.
Yes.
So outside of that,
you're right.
They have not conceded in the run of play. They have not given up a goal. So that's a good thing. That gives you some hope for this team.
All right, rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Sponsored by Custom Air. Custom Air. Custom Solutions. Custom Comfort.
Rapid fire number one, Teddy.
The Chiefs have now passed the Bills as the betting favorite to win the Super Bowl. Do you agree with this, or would you choose a different team as the favorite?
I guess I agree with it. I'm trying to think of who I would pick over them.
I mean, I still would probably take the Bills. I mean, I know that they have not playing. They've not been playing as well of late. But I mean, the Chiefs
have been playing sloppy football too. But they've been winning those games.
Yeah, I guess I would still take the Bills barely. But yeah, it's between
Eagles.
The Bills and the Chiefs. No, I'd still take those other two. I just feel like. The Eagles are playing great right now, but the Eagles have to then go and do this in the playoffs, and that ratchets everything up quite a bit, and then you've got to go do it to get to a Super Bowl we're talking about. I just feel like that's kind of unlikely for a lot of those guys to suddenly have the pedigree to be able to do that after not having been in that spot, a lot of these players. So, yeah, I'm going to still keep it with the AFC, and I am going to still take the Bills.
Rapid fire number two.
Do you believe Russell Wilson is just in a slump, or is he officially bad now?
No, he's bad. He's bad. I was reading one of these articles with the advanced stats the other day, and they were talking about Russell Wilson's completion percentage while on the run, and how in years past, you know, the guy's 5'11". getting outside the pocket was always a good thing for Russell Wilson. He had the arm to make it happen. He had the vision to make it happen. And would usually, you know, complete a nice pass down the field when he's running outside the pocket. Now, when he's on the run, forget about it. He's terrible.
Yeah, I don't have any faith in him to be able to turn this around. And if you're a Broncos fan, that is pretty miserable news. Not that my opinion matters on that. But if it ends up that he is not that good and he just is lost it, you're stuck with him for a while for a lot of money.
They're in bad shape. They gave up a lot of picks. It seems like you hired a dummy.
Oh, God. I was going to say, at least you got a head coach that, nope, you don't have a good head coach. You have nothing.
Rapid fire number three.
Are you confident the Bengals will win the AFC North now that they've caught the Ravens for first place?
Confident? No. Optimistic? Yes.
You know what? Maybe my confidence is misplaced, but I kind of felt like early in the season when they got off to the bad start, I didn't think the Bengals were necessarily out of it to begin with to win the division. I still feel that way, that like they've got a really good shot to win this. So I'm going to say,
no, I do too.
I'll say confident.
All right.
Not like 100%. I'd go bet my house on it or anything, but I'm not as pessimistic maybe as some other people would be looking at that. I feel like there's a good chance they're going to do that.
Jamar Chase going to play this weekend?
I hope so.
Mixon's going to play this weekend and then they don't use him?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Hopefully, I mean, I thought the latest I saw on Jamar Chase was like, they're going to have a little bit more on Wednesday.
All right.
So we'll find out tomorrow, I guess.
Rapid fire number four.
I was watching Get Up this morning and they had a segment saying that Jalen Hurts is currently the most trusted quarterback in the NFC. Do you agree with this or would you choose a different quarterback?
I mean, Justin Fields is in the NFC, isn't he not? I've heard he's the greatest quarterback in
the
history.
He's hurt now.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. It's
Trevor Siemian.
If he wasn't hurt, he would be the most trusted. But outside of him, yeah, I think that's fair with Jalen Hurts.
You're probably right. And I can't believe I'm going to say this. If you told me like 10 months ago, I would actually utter this sentence.
You like that?
On November 29th.
Is that where you're going to the Vikings?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going Kirk Cousins, maybe.
Can we have a conversation about Geno Smith?
Oh, wow. Oh, that's even more of a shock. Yes.
I mean, the dude is, you know, he's just not managing games. He's completing 73% of his passes. He's out there throwing for 300 yards. I mean, he's a big reason why that team is a playoff team right now.
Yeah, you're right. That's
they're not in the playoffs right now, actually.
Yeah, they just lost that game to the Raiders. I think that may have knocked them back out.
Did they lose that game?
Well, because they got, it was like a, remember the Raiders had like the big run where they just kind of.
Overtime, yeah.
Yeah, overtime
Josh
lost.
But
I wouldn't go Geno Smith most trusted, but earning a lot of trust.
But they're six and five.
Yeah.
They're right there.
Scratch what I said.
Oh, they're right there.
They're in the hunt. Yeah. But I'm going to say Jalen Hurts most trusted. Yeah, I would say that's who I trust right now.
Rapid fire number five.
Yesterday was National French Toast Day, whatever that is. Well, if you had your choice of French toast, pancakes, or waffles for breakfast, what are you choosing and what toppings?
Probably pancakes. I'll do the CineStack from IHOP.
Those are good.
If I can't do that, then I want blueberry pancakes, but I don't want the compote. I want fresh blueberries inside the batter.
Oh, yeah. Not
the blueberry pie filling, just put on top. What are you going with?
I'm going with waffles, and I'm going peanut butter and syrup. That's my go-to combination.
You spread peanut butter on
there? Yeah, you spread peanut butter.
I've never had that before.
Oh, you got to do it. Peanut butter and syrup is a tasty combo.
I mean, I eat it right from the jar. You know this.
Oh, yeah. It's good, man. I really enjoy that combo. I've had it since I was a kid. And then I found out not everybody does that. And I didn't know that was not a thing. But that's what I like the little crevices in the waffles.
You like the crevices. Me too.
Big fan of the crevices.
We have officially gotten to the point where Brian Hartline's name is coming up for head coaching vacancies. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
On westbound I-70 west side, left lane blocked due to an accident after West Broad Street. That's got you stop and go back from Mound Street. Emergency crews are on the scene there. You're also going to be stop and go along eastbound State Road 161 between US 62 and Beach Road, about a 5-minute delay. This report is sponsored by Fresh Thyme Market. Get real fresh, real low prices at your local Fresh Thyme Market. This week, save on Haas avocados or red mangoes, just 77 cents each now through November 29th. Get real. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Picture a sports talk show, but without all those pesky sports getting in the way. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Tuesday. Game show coming up at 5:34. What's the game this week, Boner?
We are doing vacation or travel trivia, however you want to look at that. Give you some info on traveling and some trivia about that.
Luke Fickell is leaving Cincinnati to go to Wisconsin. So, of course, now we're speculating who's going to get the Cincinnati job. Bruce Feldman was writing about this on The Athletic. First name mentioned, because he has to be mentioned for every vacancy ever, Matt Campbell from Iowa State.
Well, until he takes a different job than Iowa State, I guess, right?
Like, but he's no longer winning there.
No, but I guess they're just going to keep mentioning because the thought is like he wouldn't possibly want to stay at Iowa State for the rest of his career. But yet now we're going to mention him for jobs that, I don't know, is the UC job like a move up?
I don't think it is.
Maybe lateral move at best.
All right. Anyway, so he's mentioned for this.
Okay, whatever.
Cincinnati's current offensive coordinator is mentioned. Jim Leonard from Wisconsin is mentioned here. The Tennessee offensive coordinator, Michigan's defensive coordinator, Jesse Minter, Michigan's offensive coordinator, Matt House from LSU. Brian Hartline is mentioned on this list.
Yeah,
Feldman says another hot name to watch is Hartline. The 36-year-old is arguably the top position coach in college football for his work recruiting and developing the Buckeyes' incredibly stacked receiver room. He's a Canton, Ohio native who spent time in the NFL and is a coach that players gush about. It would take a good situation to pry him away from Columbus, but this one figures to be very tough to pass up. If it's offered to him, I mean, we don't know this guy really. I mean, we know him from afar, so we can't really speak to what motivates him. I mean, he's made $40 million probably in his career.
Yeah.
Do you think Cincinnati's a job that he would leave for?
I don't know what his motivations are from the standpoint of, is he desperate to coach and be a head coach of any collegiate program? Is he desperate to be a head coach of a select few programs? Is he even desperate to be a head coach at this point in his career? I don't know. But I would wonder if it wouldn't make more sense for him to stick around at Ohio State and just see what happens over the next couple of years. Try to do your best to win all these games, of course. But if it works out, they move on from Ryan Day. You know, maybe that's the situation. Brian Hartline says, well, then maybe I get called up then.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think that's likely. So here's what I'm saying. If Hartline is absolutely dead set on, I want to be a head coach, that's a thing that I want to do, I've been wanting to check that off, then yeah, I think if he gets a call from UC, he has to look at that long and hard. But if he's saying, no, I don't really want to be a head coach, I want to coach at Ohio State in whatever facet I'm allowed to, maybe eventually I become an offensive coordinator at Ohio State, and then I get, you know, a little bit more responsibility, some of that stuff, then I think he stays. And I don't know that he's going to get this job offer anyway. I think there are other candidates that probably would be first in line, but it wouldn't surprise me that he's going to have his name popping up in a few more discussions because everyone sees how well he does with recruiting.
Deion Sanders says he's been offered the Colorado job, and he says that other schools are involved as well. That's not the only offer that he's had. I did get a kick out of this. He was asked if, you know, all this press is, you know, him being attached to these other jobs is weird for him. And here's what Deion had to say. To someone else that hasn't been that dude, it's intoxicating. I've been prime for a long time, dog. Attention ain't nothing new to me. Like, come on. I'm not being braggadocious. That's a wonderful word, isn't it? I just came up with that. No, you didn't. But this isn't new to me. Being in the spotlight isn't new to me. So he said, yes, the Colorado job has been offered to him, and other jobs have as well. Look, man, this guy recruits, right? I mean,
yeah.
What type of game coach he is, I have no idea. I haven't watched a ton of Jackson State football this year, breaking news. The last couple of years, I haven't been paying attention. Could be a total moron. Here's what I know. He's recruiting good players, and they're winning all their games. And he seems like he's dedicated to the profession.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't these Power 5 programs be calling him?
Well, I think sometimes maybe what's looked at, whether it should be or not, because you've seen plenty of coaches who were great players, but they ended up not being great coaches. Sometimes it almost works against some of these players, right? Where we see that they're great players and then assume they wouldn't be great coaches because maybe you can't be good at both things. A lot of the best coaches in football have not been great players. They've been, you know, a little bit better at understanding the game and that sort of thing. I think that's unfair. I don't think that's right. I think there are plenty of guys who played the game who could also be excellent head coaches and who played it at a high level. Deion Sanders, I think a couple of things that he sells anybody on, whether he's coaching at Jackson State or elsewhere, is that he knows how to get your kid to the NFL because he did it, and he knows what that process looks like. He knows how to navigate name, image, and likeness. There's anybody who had to deal with name, image, and likeness before it was called that, it was Deion Sanders, right? Yeah. So he knows all that stuff too. And on top of that, he is a brilliant marketer. He is a great football coach in the standpoint of you don't get to be a Hall of Famer at playing any position in the NFL without really knowing the craft and without really understanding the game. So yeah, he had raw talent. He had physical abilities that probably some of his peers didn't, but he also understands the game and knows how to coach it up and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and I think the question was when he first took this job, is this going to be something he does for like 5 weeks, gets bored, and that's the end of that?
I honestly...
Well, it's clear that's not the case now.
I'll tell you the biggest thing probably that works against him or it gives some teams pause, although it shouldn't because they've hired other people who have had much bigger issues than this. Remember that school he had? And I say school with air quotes, that like prep academy.
Oh, the one that went under?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that. It wasn't Bishop Sycamore, but it was a little bit like that.
It was kind of like that.
Right. Where it didn't quite work out. If you are going to say we're an academic institution of higher learning, that kind of thing, and then you hire someone who had a failed academic institution, that may not be the greatest look. But then again, Hugh Freeze just got a job in the SEC, no, so I don't think that really is a factor.
If you've missed anything from the first 2 hours of the program, we got you covered with the rundown. Coming up, Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Emergency crews remain on scene of an accident westbound I-70 west side after West Broad Street. That's blocking the left lane. Got you stop and go back from Mound Street. Also seeing a little bit of slow traffic on northbound 71 north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. Maybe 1 or 2 minutes worth of delays as a result. This report is sponsored by Tim Hortons. Tis the season at Tim Hortons with 5 festive peppermint beverages to satisfy your holiday cravings. And now Tim's reward guests can get a $1 medium peppermint mocha iced cap on the app, naturally and artificially flavored. Limited time, U.S. only, valid online or in the app. Terms apply. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Their collective IQ is lower than they think it are. Back to Man and Bone.
Happy Tuesday. Game show coming up at 5:34. The crew is apparently set to hire. Is it Wilfried?
Yeah, I think it's just pronounced Wilfred, but
Wilfred
spelled
Nancy.
Wilfried, yeah,
as their new head coach. I am not familiar with this guy. I know he was the coach of Montreal. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, the reports are that he is going to be taking the job with the crew. They have not officially announced this. Massive report. Pat Murphy had this. I saw among other places kind of reporting it, but I believe he had that first. This has been kind of rumored for the last couple of weeks. Wilfred Nancy has taken Montreal's team, which I don't think is nearly as talented as the crew, and guided them to the playoffs this year. He is a good coach. He's going to be more of an aggressive coach than what we've seen in the past. I think he's going to have a style of play that will get the crew going and a much better fit for what the personnel is of this team, or at least the big pieces of this team. So I think it's a good hire, assuming that it's happening. The reason he's available, coincidentally, is because the owner of Montreal, Joey Saputo, who...
My guy.
Well, he owns Italian soccer, an Italian soccer team, I want to say,
like,
as well.
I just like the name. I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, well, anyway, he's used to being able to, with his Italian soccer team, he goes into the locker room and he gets into the manager's face and he yells at anybody he wants to, and that's kind of accepted over there. He did that in the summer, reportedly, of this season with Montreal, and Wilfred Nancy apparently did not like that, and apparently there were some fisticuffs involved, and he basically, Wilfred Nancy, the reports are, he more or less said, I will finish out the year. There's no way I'm staying here after this year. So everyone kind of knew he was going to be available. The Crew had one of the most, you know, prime jobs where you got a really good roster, but now they need a coach that can get him to the playoffs again. So, yeah, I think he's a good fit for that. I think he's going to be a success here. I hope that that works out.
Rundown, let's do it.
Common Man and T-Bones, The Rundown. The Rundown.
Sponsored by Mobile Center, part of the 5G T-Mobile network.
I had a half bone for the first part of the show today because he was distracted, understandably,
well,
watching
US,
the U.S. men's right. national team playing Iran this afternoon. They needed a win to advance to the next round, and they got it, 1-0. They won. They advanced. Hopefully the Iranian players and their families won't be tortured, because that was the report coming into the game, that if they don't behave, that the Iranian government would seize their families and torture them. Let's hope that's not the case, but it was certainly hairy down the stretch. There were several opportunities for the Iranians, but Team USA comes away with a victory.
Yeah, it was a little concerning because Greg Berhalter, the head coach, made some choices with his substitutions where he could have gone and said, let's put some more athletic, or not athletic, but more scoring-minded players out there, some guys who are more attacking-minded. That's what I was trying to say, attacking-minded. Instead, he subbed in a bunch of guys who are defensive-minded, basically said, let's just sit behind the ball and hope they don't score on us. Let's try to ride out this 1-0
victory. Got
the goal,
and we're going to sit on this lead.
Yeah, and to the last 20 minutes, it was. Iran had a lot of the possession. They had a lot of opportunities. They had one that looked like it got behind Matt Turner, but Walker Zimmerman cleared it off the line. Close. But you know what? Doesn't matter. Close or a big win, the U.S. got it done. They advanced. They play the Netherlands on Saturday at 10 a.m.
You've already expressed your hatred for the Dutch.
Yeah,
and the
right.
movie Dutch starring Ed O'Neill.
Dutch ovens, not a fan of those.
Not a fan of those.
No, no Dutch ovens in our house for the next few days. So, yeah, let's go. That's where we're at right now.
I feel like we're missing something with Dutch.
Going Dutch, where you pay for yourself?
Pennsylvania Dutch, you hate the Amish. Because they run the puppy mills.
I don't like anybody that runs puppy mills, to your point.
Teddy loves puppy mills.
Ted's a big fan.
He's a financial backer of puppy mills.
No. Should all be done away with.
That's right, Ted.
And anybody
I agree
has,
with you.
Yeah, any association with them.
Yeah. So all I know is this. Netherlands, U.S., that's going to be a tough game for the United States. Every game's going to be tough from here on out. I like the matchup, though. I think the U.S. matches up well. They have a midfield that can boss just about anybody in the world. See the England game for evidence of that. So if they can get the scoring right, then I think this team, that sounds so obvious, right? If they can score goals. But I'm saying they match up defensively in the midfield very well. They've got to find the goals. That's the main thing.
Wasn't Schwarzenegger's character in Predator named Dutch?
I think you're right. I think that's correct.
All right.
Yeah.
More Dutch things. Please tweet us. Jackets lose to Vegas in a shootout last night. They're back in action on Friday in Winnipeg. Christina Johnson is leaving Ohio State as president at the end of the academic year. This came down yesterday. We don't know all the juicy details. Apparently, there was an independent investigation about her behavior. The HR file has been requested from Ohio State. We have not received any of that yet, but I assume when we do, get your popcorn ready. I don't know what this is about, but she pissed off the wrong people, apparently, and there was enough writing on the wall where she said, I'm not going to stay and fight, I'm just going to leave.
Yeah, it doesn't seem great. That's pretty big change there at Ohio State, and so now the question is, who's going to become the next president?
Well, you think Jim Tressel's coming.
Well, I'm just saying it'll be available. Youngstown State, he already announced he was stepping down after February, I think, of 2023, so that's coming up here soon. No reason why he couldn't come over, be the president of the United States, or of the United States. That too. Be the president of Ohio State.
That would be something.
That would be a thing. go from Youngstown State to running the entire country. That's quite a thing.
How you doing, Tress?
Twitters and twatters.
That's right. I'm just saying, maybe he does the Ohio State thing from a president's standpoint. And then next year, for Ryan Day, they say, hey, you know what? You're not getting it done against Michigan. We gotta move on. Jim Tressel's already there. You've got an interim head coach lined up and waiting. He can get you a win against Michigan.
It's his birthday next week.
Tresses?
Tress, oh. 70 years young.
Let him
live. I think I'm going to get him a lock of somebody's hair.
Oh, that's so
weird. Do you think Tress would enjoy?
Elvis.
Oh, that's a little expensive, though.
Well, you asked. Well, you said a lock? I thought you said a strand of Elvis' hair was like $400.
Yeah, maybe I can make that happen. Although Tress doesn't seem like an Elvis fan, does he?
No.
Can you picture Tress saying, I got to go to Graceland?
Well, you got to think, though. I mean, Tress was, he's 70 now. So when Elvis was at his height, he was an impressionable youth.
I know.
You know what I mean? And Elvis was like the thing that probably he looked at and said, all right, and then maybe those are his rebel youth days that he still looks on fondly. And then he got all buttoned up and sweater vested and all that stuff. But
so you think back in the day.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Yeah, I think so. I'd love to see what the wild youth of Tress was like. I wish somebody would do a documentary on that.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Thank you. I saw this Ohio State and meat chicken stat for you. I had to bring it to your attention because it boggles my mind. Last 2 years, second half of both games, Michigan has outrushed Ohio State by a total of 430-24. Second half,
so
back-to-back years, 430-24. Any way you slice that, that's four quarters of football, kids. You're giving up 430 rushing yards on a defensive standpoint in four quarters of football. The other side of that is you're only rushing for 24 yards in four quarters of football.
Right. I don't know which one is more embarrassing. But
and the four most important quarters of football of your entire season.
Right. The last half of that game every year, and it wasn't like that game was out of hand in either year, right, where they had to throw the football. It was not as if they couldn't have run the football if they were doing it effectively. They weren't doing it effectively. They went away from it because Ryan Day, I guess, at some point said, we've got to try to go down the field more. I guess I get frustrated with this offense sometimes because I feel like it could be a lot better if it was just a little bit more varied and if the coaching staff trusted itself to call the plays quickly. But I feel like all the time now, especially this year, where they come to the line, they look over once, they look over again, play clock's winding down, and then they end up running a junk play that ends up getting 2 yards. I just feel like that doesn't work well. When you run the offense quick, I think everything works better. And in this Michigan game the last 2 years, they really tightened up.
The game on Saturday drew 17 million eyeballs on Fox. That is their most watched college football game ever.
Common Man and T-Bones, The Rundown. The Rundown.
Sponsored by Mobile Center, part of the 5G T-Mobile network.
You know, we were deep in the weeds yesterday talking about the game on Saturday and, you know, just weirdness with the running backs again. And, you know, you and I asked about Dallin Hayden, and we didn't have any answers yesterday. I decided I wanted to find something out.
Okay.
Which I normally don't do. So I asked around yesterday and I said, hey, man, this guy hurt and we don't know about it. Why wasn't he playing? Why did he get 2 carries in this game? The last couple weeks of the season, he was clearly the best running back on the field. And then Michigan comes around and you barely use the dude. Was he hurt? Was there something wrong with him? From everybody I talked to, the answer is no, there's nothing wrong with him. Ryan Day just didn't want to use him.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's just weird. The whole thing is weird.
It doesn't make any sense to me. And again, this is nothing against Chip Traynham, who I thought did a good job when he was in there.
He did a fine job. But
usually you would think you'd want to go with your younger players who are going to have more of a future at the university and at the on the team, wouldn't you?
It's not like we saw him in weeks 2 and 3 having some meaningful moments. The last 2 games that you played, he was your principal ball carrier.
Right.
And did a fine job at it.
Yeah, I don't understand going away from that in a big game and giving the carries to a guy that, yes, played a lot of college football at running back at Arizona State, but hasn't played a lot of carries this year in this offense. And Chip Traynham did fine. But why was he the only option out there, it seemed like, for most of the game, especially after Mayan Williams got hurt? Why wouldn't Dallin Hayden have seen more time? I don't understand.
It's just, you brought this up yesterday. Everything's just so weird. It's almost like they lined up and they said, we want to try and be a team that we're not.
Yeah, we want to try to out-physical Michigan.
Right. We want to beat Michigan their way.
Yes.
And I don't know why you had to do that.
Like I've said with the offense, run it quickly. That's what you do best. Don't look at it and go, oh, but their defense is going to do this and this. Cool. If you keep going fast, their defense will eventually get frustrated, miss assignments, miss tackles. They will do things that screw them up. And if you stick to that, you will eventually wear them down and you will put up tons of points. And I just think there are very few offenses that can keep up with your offense when you're humming. Their defense is really good. But I think Ohio State's offense lets itself get slowed down by overthinking, and that's a problem.
It is do or die week for the Rose Bowl. Details next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
On westbound I-70 west side, that accident's now been moved off onto the right berm after West Broad Street. A little bit of slow traffic from Sullivan Avenue. You're going to be stop and go as well on eastbound State Road 161 between New Albany Road and Beach Road. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Get real fresh, real low prices at your local Fresh Time Market. This week, save on Haas avocados or red mangoes, just 77 cents each now through November 29th. Get real. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Listen to this show or go to hell. This is Man and Bone.
Bone?
Yes, man.
I don't think I'm breaking any news to you or the people when I tell you that I am a petty man.
Okay.
I hold grudges, right?
Sure.
I was having a conversation with my mother last night, and she made a grand proclamation that she would not be sending any Christmas cards to people who don't bother to send her Christmas cards.
Mm.
And okay. I told her, I said, I've never loved you more as my mom than right now. I appreciate your pettiness.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. I mean, I think there's a reasonable expectation that if you're sending a card, you should be getting a card.
Yes.
I don't even think that's that petty, honestly. That's just you managing your time.
It's a big step for mom.
Oh, good. Good
you
for
know,
her.
Normally mom will bitch and moan about people, but then be nice to their face, or still do all these things and attend the gathering. But as she's getting older, she's had enough of that. And I feel like we're growing closer. I would do the same thing with the Rose Bowl. Now, the Rose Bowl apparently has until Wednesday to decide if they want to play ball and open up the playoffs in 2024, expand the playoffs to 12 teams in 2024. I find it ridiculous, but not shocking, that all of these power brokers in college football have settled on home site playoff games, and they've settled on how to distribute money, and the one big holdup to expanding the playoffs in 2024 is the GD Rose Bowl. I mean, I find that ridiculous. Rose Bowl can decide, because they signed a contract, no, we want our window. It was promised to us. We're going to play these games at these times. We signed a contract through 2026, and that's the way it's going to be. They can do that, and so we'll have a 14 playoff until 2026. But if I am the other people in charge of putting all this together, I am saying to the Rose Bowl, it is within your right to exercise your option and not play ball and screw everybody. However, I'm just letting you know right now, when 2026 comes and we redo all of this, you will not have a seat at the table. You're dead to us.
I agree with you 100%.
You decide. Do you want to hold on to your glory, whatever the hell that is, for two more seasons and screw everybody else, knowing that you will fade into oblivion? No one will even know what the Rose Bowl is anymore come 2026. Do you want to hold those power cards and play them right now? Or do you want to play ball with us and have a seat at the table in 2026? If the Rose Bowl is smart, I know which one I would pick.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm reminded of a little bit with that is the way the Rose Bowl is treating this. I know it's one of your favorite movies during the holiday season is It's a Wonderful Life.
I love it.
Yeah. But that you remember the part where the building and loan, there's a run on the money and everyone wants to come and withdraw their funds and they just need to get through the weekend to be able to keep the thing open.
Yeah.
And the first guy who shows up is like, I want my whatever it is, like $75 at the time, which I'm sure it was like $1 million today, but at the time it was $75. And he's like, I want my $75.14. And George Bailey was like, how much do you actually need, though? Can we get by with 12 or 15? It's just for the weekend. And the guy's like, nope, I want all my money. And he's like, all right. And he gives it to him. And by the end of it, the old lady's like, I just need like 7 cents or something. And then they kisses her. And that moment of let's all get together for the greater benefit here. Now, I know in that sense, it was a disaster happening. They were pitching in to help. This makes more sense for the Rose Bowl to pitch in and to put aside their own good because they're going to make so much more money.
Absolutely.
If they would just play ball with this and do the thing that is being asked of them. But they do. If this was a just world, they would be putting their position at risk with everybody else in the college football playoffs. Here's my question to you. Do you think they have the guts to do it?
Yes.
You think everybody at that table does? Because I still feel like there are people who just revere the Rose Bowl for whatever reason.
Oh, I thought you meant, does the Rose Bowl have the guts to...
No, that's what I'm saying.
...screw themselves.
I'm saying, do the rest of the people at the college football playoff...
I can't answer that.
Do they have the guts to say, hey, Rose Bowl, either you're in or you're all
but
the way
then
out
again,
in 2026.
I'm also the guy that would sit at the table and say, Notre Dame, you don't get a vote until you join a conference.
Well, right. That's the other thing.
But they're not going to do that either.
I know, it boggles my mind that because people like, and I enjoy the tradition, the history of college football
of
and
course.
Of sports in general.
You know I do, I'm all about tradition.
I like that stuff. But at some point, what are we talking about with the Rose Bowl? The tradition, the excellence, all that stuff, the Rose Bowl. You've got a logo on your field.
It's gone.
The game's sponsored.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Right? Like there's a million commercials during this game. Every player on the field has Nike or Adidas or Under Armour logos all over their uniforms. The head coaches have logos on their headsets. This notion that college football is all about tradition and the money doesn't matter is bogus. We know it matters. And for the Rose Bowl to say, no, we want this for the tradition. You want it because of the power. You want it because you want to keep that time slot that is one of the best time slots in all of television. That's why you want it. You know you get more revenue from that time slot than if you get moved to a different day or a different time. So they're acting like it's tradition. It's not. They, too, are being selfish and craven about the money in the short term. I think they're being short-sighted and not realizing
they
the bigger
are.
Picture.
I struggle with this, as you know, and my wife, you know, has to be on the receiving end of this, where I would constantly say to her, I just wish things would go back to the way that they were. And, you know, she constantly has to remind me that that's not possible. And so the best thing for me to do is to focus on how to make the present and future the best that I can possibly make it. And that would be my advice to the Rose Bowl. There's a lot of people at the Rose Bowl that want to go back to 1964. And I understand. I get it. Holding on to that history and
happening.
That tradition. But it's not going to happen. So in the absence of that, make your thing as good as it can be in the present and the future. And if I'm the Rose Bowl people, that is playing ball, opening this up, even though we don't have to, so that we can stay relevant when they do expand to 12 teams.
Yeah. What do you want to be? Do you want to be the team that, or I mean, look at the Rose Bowl right now. Last year, sure, you got Ohio State. You got Ohio State and Utah.
You'll have Ohio State probably in Washington this year.
You might get that again, or Washington, like you said. What does that ultimately do for you? Do you like being the second tier bowl all the time? No, you put up with that because you know once every so often you get to be the national championship,
mm-hmm.
right? Or one of the college football playoffs. You get to do that. Wouldn't you want to have that opportunity as opposed to saying, nope, we want our time slot no matter what. And then you get lesser and lesser games with fewer and fewer eyeballs. It just doesn't make sense to me why they would want to buckle down on that.
Pac-12 championship game is coming up on Friday night. I saw a big wager was made at Caesars. A Nevada bettor put $901,350.65 on the USC money line against Utah. So if USC wins, that bettor wins $693,000 and some change.
God,
that's a big bet.
My goodness, that's how you have to do it if you want to bet favorites, but betting the favorite is not always the thing. See this past weekend with Ohio State. But I admire the bravery if you've got that type of cash to throw around.
Well, and we've already seen USC lose to Utah once this season.
That's not like that's just a lockdown, no doubt about it deal.
No, I think they're the better team, and I don't think they'll lose to them twice. I think this better probably wins his money, but that's a lot to risk.
I cannot imagine. I mean, again, I don't have $900,000 to do with anything like that, but I can't imagine having so much money that you could put $900,000 down on a bet and then, I mean, know that there's a good chance you're just going to lose all of it because a head coach is stupid or because a long snapper doesn't snap the ball the right way on a fake punt.
Think about how many Elvis locks of hair you could buy for that amount of money.
That's a lot of locks.
That's a lot of locks.
You could get a whole Elvis head. Get the whole thing.
Just get his severed head in the mail.
Not just the hair. You could get eyeballs and nose and I don't
know. All in different packages, though.
Yeah. You have to piece it together.
His eyeballs arrived today.
Yeah, it's
Mr. Potato Elvis head.
I was going to say it's Mr. Blue Suede Shoes head, right? That's what you do. You just put them together.
Game show coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
On the southbound west outer belt, an accident's off on the right berm before I-70 west side. That's got you moving slow back from Roberts Road. Also picking up a new accident, James Road at I-70. This report is sponsored by FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, has all your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props. Plus, get your money paid fast this football season. Make every moment more with FanDuel Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NFL. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
No college education, and it shows. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Before we get to the game show, I saw that Texas quarterback Hudson Card is entering the portal. A lot of people are saying this could be a guy for Ohio State. Please don't. I know that Ohio State offered Hudson Card before he committed to Texas, and he was a hotshot guy in high school. I have seen enough of Hudson Card to tell you that you already have Hudson Card on your roster. His name is Kyle McCord. So I don't think that Hudson Card is a guy in the portal that Ryan Day should be targeting to be the next quarterback of this football team.
No, I don't either, but that is, to me, the biggest storyline whenever we officially get to the offseason, and even before the offseason, because transfer portal is open now, that who they're going to have play quarterback next year is that person on this roster. I know you don't believe he is.
I don't think he is, no.
And I don't. I mean, I'm pretty skeptical myself. I mean, I know it's hard to know that for sure because, you know, we've gone through this a couple years ago with CJ Stroud where he kind of took the lead and became the guy. But I wonder if that guy is in that locker room right now or if they are going to go the transfer portal route. But it almost would make sense for the transfer portal thing to happen. If you can find a guy who's got veteran experience and just needs to be on a better team, Ohio State's got the receivers that could make any quarterback drool. So you would think they wouldn't have a hard time finding someone in the transfer portal if that's offered.
You know what I found weird with the Luke Fickell press conference as he was introduced as Wisconsin's new coach is that he said that they were going to prioritize recruiting within a 300-mile radius of Madison.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean he's not going to recruit the state of Florida. We made fun of Kirk Ferentz for years for sort of ignoring that. I understand what he's trying to say is that they want to be hyper-focused on getting the regional guys in the program, and then if someone falls in their lap from outside, they'll, of course, recruit them, but I just thought the way he said it was strange. Usually it's a bunch of rah-rah, we're going to go out and try and get the best players possible for you, at least for your first press conference, and then reality hits you in the face. The other thing he said is, yeah, I'm not really big on the portal.
Yeah,
I don't think the transfer portal is a way to build a program, which, again, I understand to a point, but this is the game now.
You're at Wisconsin. I think the transfer portal is certainly something you've got to look at. Now, I know his argument there is you can live by the sword and die by the sword, right? Wisconsin seems like the type of place where you could lose some guys in the transfer portal if they have a good year, and then they're on a mediocre football team, and then you end up losing your best two or three players to bigger schools. But I would think you'd still have to be smart about using it, just like everyone else is, and find a way to make that a part of your strategy.
All right, game show time.
All right, travel trivia. I felt like getting away after the Saturday that we had with OSU losing to Michigan.
Do you feel better today?
I do.
Because
I do feel better.
U.S. men's national team won. They beat Iran. They move on to the next round of the World Cup.
But let's think about what it would be like to get away and some travel trivia. So here we go. These are questions, some of them about the travel industry, some of them about just the world in general.
All right, go ahead.
Number one, what is the most common item forgotten when packing for a vacation,
Merkin,
according to travelers? Yes. Power charger, toothbrush, or underwear?
Power charger.
Yeah, that's right. They say that the survey they had, a vast majority of people said they forget the power charger more than they forget anything else. Although I could see toothbrush being one that you would forget, too.
In the hotel Lost and Found, how many power chargers do you think they have in there?
It's got to be dozens.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I don't even know if it matters to forget, like, your toothbrush, because every hotel you go to nowadays, they're like, oh, do you want a toothbrush? We've got one if you want it. Or you can buy one from them. They usually have something. Next up, which age group is planning to take the most trips in the next 12 months? Boomers, Gen X, or millennials?
I bet it's boomers.
I would have thought that, too, but that's wrong. Millennials are taking, on average, 4.4 trips in the next 12 months.
Really?
I find that shocking.
Wow, that's a lot of trips.
I mean, I guess maybe because a lot of millennials are still single or not, don't, you know, maybe they're traveling more because they're at that stage in life where they've got
weddings
to go to.
In their late 30s.
Well, true enough.
You're 40 years old if you're a millennial.
Yeah, you're
right. You're a millennial.
Yeah, I know. But I'm on, like, the older end of the spectrum. Still, you're right. Yeah, that's a solid point. I don't know why it is, but that's what it is. Next up, how many miles of roads does the U.S. have? Over or under 250 million miles?
Wow. Paved?
Paved roads. Over or under?
Over.
Yep. It's 253 million miles of roads in the U.S. I'm surprised. Like, that's a lot, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was even higher than that, because it's just...
You could have said to me 2 billion, I would have believed you.
Right, you would have said yes. Right, of course. Next up, what is the most visited tourist attraction in the world? The Eiffel Tower, the Great Wall of China, or Times Square?
That's a good one. I'm going to say the Eiffel Tower.
Ooh, sorry. Times Square.
All right.
Is listed. I found that shocking, too, because it's just a big wall of TV screens. But they say 50 million people per year visit Times Square.
That's understood the appeal of Times Square.
Well, I mean, I get it if you're in New York and you've never seen it and you just say, what if we swing by? Like, you could walk through there.
But like the Eiffel Tower, you can go to the I went to the top of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, right.
I did OHIO on the top of the Eiffel Tower.
Sure. That's like an experience of you get to see the city from a different vantage point. You get all this other stuff. You go to Times Square. It's just, wow, look at all these TV screens. And we're done. But I guess you could walk through it. That's what we usually, the times we've gone, it's like, but we've avoided it most of the time we go. But we went the first time we went to New York, we said, yeah, let's go to Times Square. But anyway, that's what they say. Next up, what percentage of U.S. adults will travel by plane in the next 3 months? Over or under 25%?
Under.
Yeah. Shockingly
that's
low.
That's a lot of people.
14% of all U.S. adults will travel by plane in the next 3 months. I would have thought it'd be higher than that, though.
Are you doing it?
Next 3 months?
Next 3 months. I'm not.
No, you're probably right. Yeah. Ted?
Teddy doesn't fly anywhere.
Ted's not traveling.
Nope.
Exactly right. Yeah. All right. That's fair.
Teddy, next have up. You been on a plane?
Yes, I've been on a plane.
When was the last time you were on a plane? Because you drive everywhere.
The last time I was on a plane was 2008. For my honeymoon. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Will you ever get on a plane again?
I mean, I'm not afraid to go on a plane, just that we don't go to places you need a plane.
Where did you go on your honeymoon?
St. Lucia.
Oh, that must be nice. Jeez.
It was nice.
I went to Florida, so wow. Good for you, Teddy.
Wow. St. Lucia, wow.
Next up, name two of the top three cities in the world for food lovers. There's no multiple choice here.
Well, this is all subjective.
Well, this is what they say when they survey people who say they travel for food.
Okay, all right.
These are the three most common cities. I want you to try to name two of them. I think one of them comes fairly easily, given what you just talked about with one of your other traveling things. Yes.
Rome.
Boom. You nailed two of the three.
Well, let me try and get the
third one. You've been to the third one.
London?
Yep. There you go.
All right.
They say in the U.S., New York is the top destination for food lovers, but which I, again, I guess that's just because New York's like the top destination for lots of people to travel everywhere,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I can see people if they pick San Francisco, you know what I mean, to travel for food.
San Francisco, like, you know, Charleston.
Well, Chicago certainly has lots of food stops there. Yeah.
Miami has delicious food.
Right. What is the largest museum in the world? The Louvre, the State Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg, or the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City?
I mean, the Russian one could be a wild card, right?
Could be.
I'm going to say that one.
You shouldn't have said that one.
I thought you were trying to trick me with the Ruskies.
No, the Louvre. It's 782,910
square
feet. I've
been to the Louvre.
But that State Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg, second largest by just like a few thousand square feet. So it's also fairly large.
What do they have in there?
I don't know.
Is that where like Lenin's body is?
Oh, probably. I guess it's an art museum, though.
Oh,
would
it
that
is?
Be considered
I
art? I don't think so.
Dead body? Why not?
Well, you know what? Who am I to judge art? Right. How much time? We'll do...
Go, give me one more.
All right. Name... Well, let's do which age group is most likely to splurge on high-end restaurants while traveling? Baby boomers, Gen Xers, or millennials?
Not baby boomers. Boomers.
Okay.
Millennials.
No.
Is it boomers?
No.
I was going to say boomers.
It's Gen Xers.
Yes.
They said Gen X travelers are the most likely to splurge on a high-end restaurant.
I used to do that. When Kristen and I were younger, we went out to lots of fancy dinners. Now we never go.
Yeah. 18% of Gen Xers say they would splurge on a high-end restaurant when they're on vacation. The average is 16%. So that's why they're the ones doing it the most.
All right. Thank you, Bone.
You're welcome, man.
Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
On westbound I-70 west side, that accident moved off onto the right berm after West Broad Street. Also seeing an accident southbound west outer belt. That's before I-70 west side. Got you moving slow from Cemetery Road. This report is sponsored by Take 5 Oil Change. At Take 5, they're faster than you think. That means you'll get your oil change faster than it takes to get through the outer belt during a rainstorm at rush hour. So go visit them and see for yourself just how fast you can be in and out. Take 5, the stay in your car 10-minute oil change. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Buckeye Roundtable coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of Buckeye Roundtable filling in for Skip Mossick tonight. Your friend and mine, Timmy Hall. Hello, Timmy.
Oh, you guys.
Man, you got the call up to the big show
sure
tonight,
did.
Didn't you?
Couple
Look
of us guys
you.
Did.
That's right, because Keels is in Duke.
In Duke.
In Duke.
Well, you know what I mean.
That's
right. He's on his
he's
way.
He's in North Carolina on,
yeah.
his,
on
way
his way to North
to
Carolina.
Duke yeah. to call the game tomorrow night. Last game of the ACC Big Ten Challenge ever.
How about that? Going away. It's
going
kinda,
away.
I mean, TV money now and with
yeah,
the ESPN contract.
It's not like it
contract.
Used to be, Timmy, right?
No. Different times. Look what this does, though. I always enjoyed the ACC Big Ten Challenge because you usually got a great matchup. And 2 years in a row, you've gotten to play Duke. But Chris Holtmann even talked about it this year. You need to stop neglecting the Schottenstein Center schedule. So if
yes, you
this
do.
Goes away, and obviously this could have been at the Schottenstein Center. These are home and homes, but when you catch it in a road year, you have a gap to fill in. Now this goes away. Maybe that deal with the Big East they have becomes more permanent, like you yeah. don't miss out on it in a year. And then you can also schedule a big home and away with a school of your choice. I know they mentioned Texas or Tennessee, programs like that. You know, maybe
of course
a Louisville.
You said that yeah. Ohio State and Duke have played at the Schott. Recently.
Absolutely.
This is one of my favorite quotes.
My butt sore.
Coach K.
That was a decade ago.
That was a long time
ago. That was a while ago.
And that was every time for the past three times that the Buckeyes have lost the game to Michigan, well, this would be the third time. Then they go out and grab a nice win over Duke in basketball in the ACC Big Ten Challenge.
Are you taking it to the bank?
No. But I didn't realize
take it tomorrow.
Yes,
I didn't realize there was that symmetry of the last time they've lost to Michigan, they then beat Duke the same
absolutely
the next weekend.
Because the clip that he just played, that would have been the Fickle year.
Yeah,
right.
I think that sounds right.
Yeah, in 2011. So here we go, baby.
And then last year, of course, they beat Duke.
Yeah. Oh man, what an environment! And that was the Zed Key breakout game.
Yeah, that was a blast. I'll tell you what, watching this Ohio State basketball team, it's not what I expected necessarily.
No, but I like them.
I wasn't sure what to make of this team, but they kind of already have this makeup of a team that's a veteran team. I thought they would be a young team that would have to grow and mature, and they do still have components of that. But
I know what you mean.
One of your young guys is already showing up in Sensabaugh, and he's already scoring like crazy. He's playing really well.
He's not even logging that many minutes, and he's a bench scorer, and he leads the team in scoring.
Right. And then you have guys that are playing a lot of minutes who are, solid contributors who have played a lot of minutes at other schools, and they don't get out there and play like they've never seen a basketball or like they're new to this game. Like, they make solid adjustments and defensive efforts in the moment. They play like good Big Ten basketball players. So I'm pleasantly surprised by this.
Tell you who excites me, because all those guys you can mention, Justice having his career game, I think he's kind of going to solidify himself as the best player on the team. Zed, Sensabaugh, the freshman. Sean McNeil.
Yeah.
He can really out-kneel some guys out there. I mean, his rise and fires, he comes off of a curl screen, Bone.
That's
he's
it,
ready
man.
To shoot. Oh, here I am, 16 feet away from the basket. I like my shot. I'm going to rise and fire. Oh, the lane is open. Let me drive in and take a layup. I like that guy's nose to score.
I like the fact, too, that there are, like, that's the thing you mentioned, though. Him being able to just say, I'm going to take two dribbles to get close to the rim, as opposed to, I'm either going to shoot a three or I have to get to the lane, and that's it. Like, that extra depth to his game of, I could just put the ball on the floor a couple times and they're not going to stop me getting to this spot because I know where I'm stopping. They don't. That's a powerful tool to use in offense. Even you're not the fastest guy or the whatever it is. Like, that's another way to get a shot off.
I admire your skills, Mr. Peanut.
Mm-hmm. Also, look into his face. He has the face of a Rami Malek, the actor.
Oh, the guy who played really? Freddie Mercury?
The guy who played Freddie. Not so much when he's in Freddie mode, but say, look at him when he's playing that Prince guy in the Night of the Museums. That one.
Night of the what?
The Night of the Museums.
Oh, I didn't understand that last word.
Museums?
Museums?
Museums? Museums? Mass Wagner painting.
All right, what's coming up on Buckeye Roundtable tonight?
Two full hours of a lot of breakdown over what happened over the weekend.
Don't you dare be positive. I don't want to hear any positivity coming from you.
What do you want me to do? It's a Buckeye Roundtable.
So what? What does that mean?
It means whatever you want it to mean.
I know what I want it to mean.
All right. It's going to be great.
Tyvus is on the show, right?
Yeah.
I want Tyvus to talk about some corner play.
We're, of course, going to talk about some corner play with Tyvus. Line play with Jim Lachey.
Yes.
Coach Cooper is here as well. He can give some perspective on things. It's going to be great.
Buckeye Roundtable, top of the hour, right here on the Fan. Back page.
The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone.
Well, man, how about this movie title? Coming out February 24th, 2023, Cocaine Bear. Based on true events story of a bear that ate the remnants of a drug runner's plane crash that involved a bunch of cocaine laying in the woods. And then the people who had to fight off this bear, Kerry Russell is in this movie. Ray Liotta is in this movie.
He's dead.
He's alive for
He's
this.
He's dead.
He was in this when they shot
is
him.
Is Kerry Russell playing the bear?
I don't know.
Elizabeth, is Ian Ziering in this?
It's directed by Elizabeth Banks. I can't wait to watch this. Cocaine Bear. Looking forward in theaters near me.
I assume this is
me.
A comedy?
I hope it is. I hope it's not serious.
When you said Elizabeth Banks, all I could tell was Jesse Spano.
There you go.
Buckeye Roundtable's next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Southbound west outer belt accident off on the right berm before I-70 west side. That's got you moving slow from Cemetery Road. And a new accident on northbound State Road 315 after Ackerman Road. A little bit of slow traffic, maybe 3 or 4 minutes from I-670. This report is sponsored by GeneratorFranchise.com. Millions protect their homes from power outages with Generac Home Standby Generators. Would you like to be part of this lucrative industry? Generator Supercenter, the nation's number one Generac generator dealer, has limited franchise opportunities in your area. Learn more at GeneratorFranchise.com. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The Fan.
Doug Ute, Executive Director of Ohio High School Athletic Association. High school coaches can be the biggest influence on kids having a positive experience in sports. Sports set the...
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Boner, just for you.
Yeah.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson still in concussion protocol.
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe you'd think that would be PJ Walker time, but it's not.
Mm.
Taking first team reps at Browns practice today, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Flacco.
Boy, what a long game play by the Ravens to have that one season where Joe Flacco was deemed to be good, so that these many years later, when it all falls apart for the Browns, they go, who can we turn to? Hey, remember that guy who somehow won a Super Bowl with the Ravens? Let's call him. Joe Flacco, come on down.
I would like everybody out there, to their significant other, man, woman, dog, I don't care. I want you to go up to their face later on today and with a straight face, look at them and say, hey, Flacco my Cracko. And just see what happens.
See what, hey, you never know.
Maybe you have the wildest night of passion of your life.
You may find out that that's...
Flacco my Cracko.
That's right. See what happens.
I could Flacco your Cracko.
Offer. Offer to, would you like for either of us to Flacco the other's Cracko?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's invent something.
Yeah, why not?
We've done a lot on this show. We brought back bagel sandwiches at McDonald's. We've interviewed the president. We've gotten fired on the air. We've done it all.
I just want to point out, none of those things did we invent. They're just things we did.
Okay, but what I'm saying
other
is,
people have done
what's
all those
lacking
things.
Is our own entry in Urban Dictionary.
Hmm.
I want to be able to go to Urban Dictionary and search Flacco my Cracko.
Yeah. If we somehow get Flacco my Cracko to be a thing.
Oh, it's a thing, baby.
I can't wait. Let's make it happen.
Let's determine what it is, too.
Well,
the mystery
now,
of it. I'm not on the air. We can't do it on
the air.
I think
we need to let people determine that on their own. You know what? Let us know what happens with
Flacco
you
my,
this evening. See
look,
what happens.
If Lego my Ego can become a thing.
Yeah.
Flacco my Cracko can be a thing, too.
It very much could be.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.